breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the Midwest have been blasted again by powerful storms. High winds roared across Iowa, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma, bringing down trees and power lines, damaging homes and businesses. In the east, high temperature records could be shattered today. Washington, Philadelphia, New York City all cranking up the AC. President Trump says another round of peace talks with Iran could happen in a matter of days as the Strait of Hormuz remains locked down.
President Trump says the war in Iran is, quote, very close to over, and clips of an interview set to air today. Meantime, the U.S. military says its blockade on Iranian ports had been fully implemented. Pakistan says it's pursuing efforts to help the U.S. and Iran negotiate an end to the war after Mr. Trump told the New York Post earlier that a second round of talks with Iran, quote, could be happening over the next 2 days. Ken Lorman reported.
U.S.-mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon are raising hopes for a deal between those two countries.
After the meeting, the State Department said the talks were productive and that the two sides had agreed to begin direct negotiations at a mutually agreed time and venue. The U.S. and Israel focused on disarming Hezbollah, which has already rejected these talks. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Yaakov Leiter, said the two sides were united in a desire to liberate Lebanon from Hezbollah. Lebanon's Ambassador Neda Hameda Moad said she'd stressed her country's sovereignty and had called for a ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes.
The BBC's Neda Tofik in Washington. A credible threat on her life prompted Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk to cancel plans to take part in an event last evening at the University of Georgia. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 54 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. We're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're traveling in the city early this morning towards Park Circle, there is a water main break, and the word we have right now that Druid Park Drive is closed from Park Circle to Greenspring Avenue, and the report says it's closed both directions. So there's going to be a local detour in that area. I want to give you a heads up for that. Not closing Reisterstown Road, but affecting Druid Park Drive east of that area. And we'll see if that detour holds up or not. We'll check on that later on. Both the tunnels are clear, good to go this morning. Beltway looks good. Everybody's fine through Annapolis right now on 50 at the Bay Bridge, 3 westbound and 2 open on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny, with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in White Marsh, 63 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Freedom Caucus says it will be seeking legal counsel after a chaotic end to the legislative session on Monday night. The caucus says 5 minutes before the General Assembly adjourned, two election-related bills were rammed through in a procedurally questionable way. away. In a statement, the caucus says the House of Delegates was out of control in what was reflective of a banana republic and represented what life in a Democrat supermajority state is like. Caucus members have reviewed the floor actions from multiple angles, and it's calling into question the legality of the proceedings. And Mark Conway has introduced the SOAR plan in an effort to dismantle open-air drug markets. Conway's sustained opioid action and recovery plan would operate on a five-pronged approach to address drug markets as a public safety crisis and an underground economy. The plan calls for early outreach to connect people to services, targeted enforcement against organized drug activity, and a sustained multi-agency presence to prevent markets from returning. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 760, the pick four, 7007. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, here's something you don't see very often.
Argus lifts this pretty deep. It's got some carry to it to left field for Ward. Back to the wall. And it's gone. He's done it again. Hildemira Vargas makes it 3-2 Diamondbacks.
Steve Berthume had the call on D-backs TV. Vargas' three-run shot proved to be the difference as Trevor Rogers struggled into the fifth and the Birds' three-game winning streak ends. 4-3 was the final last night at the hands of the Diamondbacks. After the game, Rogers on the pitch to Vargas that got away.
That curveball to Vargas, I thought it was a good pitch, and I thought he popped it up, and he just kept going. So, you know.
It was the first home run that Rogers has allowed all season. Meanwhile, manager Craig Albernaz was back in the dugout less than 24 hours after being struck in the face by a foul ball.
Ball hit me pretty flush in the cheek, so. But I feel good. Luckily, no surgery. I think all in all, it's at least 7 fractures in my cheek area, orbital, and then a broken jaw.
And no solid food for 6 weeks. Coming up in 30 minutes, has Alex Ovechkin played his last game for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, April 15, 2026, it is tax day. And coming up on the program this morning, Baltimore City Police Commissioner wants juveniles held accountable It looks like he might be taken to the mayor's woodshed shortly after speaking out. Another Swalwell victim comes forward with very disturbing and graphic accusations. But a top story here today, do you remember when Maryland Republicans were praising Speaker Jocelyn Peña Melnick for being fair? And, you know, they all just tripping over themselves, trying to, I guess, maybe curry favor. Well, that didn't last for the entire session. The other night, on Sunny Dive, in the last several minutes of the session, the Democrats and the Speaker jammed through two bills in the waning minutes and did not offer Republicans an opportunity to explain their votes either for or against, which is normally a courtesy that is provided. They just got strong-armed. They got rolled. Chaos ensued on the House floor. One of them had to do with this voting bill. I'm still trying to get the latest details on it, but it looks like if certain jurisdictions don't like the way a vote comes out, they can challenge it. So we'll get the details for that coming up in just a couple seconds. But in any event, this is what it sounded like on the House of Delegates floor in the waning minutes before Sunny Die on Monday night.
We can explain our vote.
You sit down.
Yeah. You don't tell us to sit down. You sit down.
This is how you get to this.
You don't ask us to explain our vote and give us our answer.
Thousands of voices in Maryland.
Speaker, this is ridiculous. This is unnecessary.
Third reading and final passage.
This is unnecessary.
Madam Speaker, challenge the rule.
This is unnecessary.
Floor leader, rise for a quick question. Just real quick, I want to understand. So,
I'd like to call the previous question.
No.
So we can't.
We are standing.
We're being recognized here, Madam Speaker.
I'm standing on this bill. We debated this.
We are being recognized here on this bill.
Debate bills, not call the previous question.
It's not debatable. Previous question is not debatable. The question before the House is to move the previous question. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Ah!
Opposed?
No.
You must take a roll call vote.
The clerk will call the roll.
Madam Speaker.
Madam Speaker, explain my vote.
Explain my vote, Madam Speaker.
Explain my vote, Madam Speaker.
This is out of control.
Recognizing the parliamentarian.
The last statement, this is out of control, doesn't really do it justice. So that's the way the session ended, but remember how the session began.
She's very honest and really is perhaps the hardest working delegate in Annapolis. While we may not agree on some issues, she always wants to make sure that all opinions are brought to the table.
Yeah.
How long did she practice that?
How long did that last? You know? Look, it's just, it's par for the course. Controlled opposition. That's the Maryland GOP these days. They got a few fighters down there. They just don't have enough. And again, we knew, Delegate Mangione knew, and others knew that this speaker was going to be 10 times worse than Adrian Jones. This speaker is a radical Democrat Marxist. She might be a nice woman. But when it comes to politics, it's hardball. The Democrats play hardball, and they'll do anything and everything to win, and anything and everything to shut down the Maryland Republicans. And until they get a leader, until they get some kind of game plan, good luck with that. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuckles.
Morning. A couple of accidents now in Howard County, Washington Boulevard, that break me off a piece of that Kit Kat Road. That's a name. I didn't make it up. That's what it is. Kit Kat Road.
Kit Kat Road.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Down there. Now, would you say Montevideo or would you say Montevideo?
It depends on what country you're in.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're in Brazil, Montevideo, I think, would make sense.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The people call it Montevideo.
Okay.
So it's between there and Kit Kat Road. The other... Get away from that now. The other wreck is in Harford County at Riverside, Philadelphia Road at Riverside Parkway. There's been an update on this water main break. It's a little confusing. It's near Park Circle. The initial report said Druid Park Drive east of Park Circle. Now they're saying Druid Park Drive west of Park Circle. Said maybe up the hill towards the water filtration plant up through that area. So if you're coming over from Liberty Heights, you're coming over from Park Circle on Druid Park Drive, they're working on a water main break there. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast sunshine and bring on the heat. Temperatures could hit 91 today. Overnight temps in the upper 60s, mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow, upper 80s. The heat's going to last through the end of the week. So I know, Maggie, that makes you very happy.
Very happy.
All right, so you can settle down with a can of PBR pickle beer.
Quick update.
Indeed.
And a big dill, and you'll be happy.
Indeed.
Right now, 62 in Reisterstown, and it is 60 in Ocean City, and Chuck has an update.
I just was going back over to check the tunnel, spotted what appears to be a wreck southbound 95 in the median, and they're just arriving right after the Keith Avenue area. So if you're coming down the hill from O'Donnell Street, you'll need to be to the center and the right side. Most of the equipment is arriving just about now on the left side. Thanks.
Thanks. Your one-liner news. Actress Nicole Kidman is embarking on a new career. She's studying to become a death doula, a non-medical companion who guides individuals through the end-of-life process. You know, birth doulas are like midwives. This is a death doula. She's pretty good at it. She's already guided the death of two marriages.
Yeah.
Till death doula part.
The expert. That's terrible.
Death doula part. Very nice.
Hey, United Airlines and American Airlines are considering a merger. It would become the world's biggest airline if it were to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
No, it would take years. Almost as long as, you know, as getting to the TSA line.
I can't.
Before that happens.
They'd be scared to death if they put those two together.
Yeah. Chuck used to like to fly United. Then had to be separated.
They separated us at the TSA line.
Yes, they did.
Is that frowned upon?
Flying, that's the Mile High Club.
Don't let anybody tell me.
This year's inductees, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, have been released. We mentioned some of them yesterday, Phil Collins and Sade. But apparently Billy Idol is so happy right now, he's dancing with himself.
Yeah. Oh, my.
New York City Mayor Mom Donnie's promising a city-run grocery store in every borough. And it's going to look ordinarily like private-run grocery stores, except they'll be run by the city, and they'll smell like the subway. So,
keep that in mind.
You know, they did this once before, and the groceries were sold out. They opened up at 9. They sold out by 10 o'clock that morning. There was no other groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Left. So, we'll see how well the experiment of communism works in the New York City grocery-run stores.
That's not good.
This is not good for Washington politicians. Celebrity gossip website TMZ is opening up a Washington bureau.
Oh.
Makes sense. Like the old saying goes, politics is a show business for ugly people. But there's a lot of stuff going on in Washington right now with Swalwell and Gonzalez and this slush fund. You know, $18 million that they've been paying off victims of sexual harassment. And, you know, they had to shut down the page program years ago because the members of Congress were abusing the male pages. So, let's get some of those names and some of the slush fund.
Please.
Joe Biden was back, at least for a day. What? On Tuesday, he was delivering marks at Syracuse University for the unveiling of his official portrait. He graduated, by the way, 76 out of 85 in his law class at Syracuse. But listen to what he does. He recognizes somebody in the crowd who he says looks like Barack Obama. And yes, it was a black man.
I turn around one guy and say, Barack, what are you doing? Come here. Come here. I feel like he should be standing on the right and I should be standing on the left. Hey, did you just look at Brock? Anyway, as I say, you've done good, fella.
Well, you know, I tried.
By the way, he looked nothing like Brock.
No, he did not.
Not even a close resemblance. Not even a passing resemblance. In fact, no resemblance whatsoever. Do you remember baby Jessica?
Sure, in the well.
And the one that fell in the well, 18-month-old back in 1987?
Oh, yeah.
She was arrested Saturday in Texas, charged with assault causing bodily injury involving family violence. No other details were available. She's out on bail. Here's a little clip from People TV about 6 years ago.
The term baby Jessica, it is still an everyday thing. I have people that's how they associate me. I actually told a lady the other day that I was the little girl that fell in the well, and she was like, oh my gosh, you're baby Jessica. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
That was 58 hours, that rescue mission went. And then had to dig a hole parallel to the well hole so they could get in and rescue her by the time they tunneled through stone to reach her. And I remember we were all riveted to our television sets. So when a young baby falling down a well like that, and I hope she gets past her troubles.
You know, so do
obviously
I.
Obviously, there's some demons going on there.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Deep subject.
Oh, oh, oh.
Well, Ronald Reagan would say, well.
Doesn't get any better. In fact, it only gets worse from here. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Same to you.
620, 20 minutes after the hour, you are listening to KC and Company, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. How about those Maryland Republicans praising Jocelyn Pena-Melnick? And boy, they get the bums rush at the last end of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. I guess, you know, maybe they were just trying to bootlick, but, you know, when you're dealing with people that want to basically terminate you, you better come up with a different strategy.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
No. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro.
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
He's doing taxes, I can tell by the way he's throwing papers across the room. And judging by the scowl that's written on his face, he won't be done till June. He's got a problem 'cause he always waits too late, so my husband never makes the tax due date. I just do them by myself. He hates his taxes, I can tell.
Thanks, a little Langley action there for you. Doing taxes, today is tax day, and look, I know it's painful for a lot of folks, but we're going to tell you, get some figures here. It's been a good tax season so far for a lot of folks in returns, both in the state and at the federal level, so stay tuned. 623, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the King Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck is southbound 95, Keith Avenue ramp. That's right before we get into the toll plaza and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Vehicles in the left, kind of crowding the left-hand lane. There's another vehicle on the ramp to Keith Avenue, far removed from this, but I think this vehicle is also involved. So they're looking at it. We're backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and that's slowly working its way back from there. 895 gets the word up in Rosedale that there's a problem on 95, and now the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is backed up all the way back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So it begins already this morning. If you're going up to Hunt Valley, report of a minor wreck on the ramp from northbound I-83. It looks like it may be on the ramp to Shawan Road, and we'll double check on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, 91 the expected high overnight, upper 60s, and then tomorrow partly cloudy, upper 80s, 63 in Clear in Parkville, 63 in downtown Baltimore. You're listening to Casey and Company. Our lines are open, 410-922-6680. Here's the question I have for you. Does Maryland need new leadership? Does Maryland need fresh blood at the top of the Maryland Republican Party? And I know the Harrises, Nicole and Andy, basically are running the show right now, but Andy's also the chair of the House Freedom Caucus over in Washington, so maybe that is consuming most of his time. Do they need new leadership? Who should that leadership be? I mean, is it right now? Of course, there's a gubernatorial election. The natives are restless. You can see in the approval ratings. You can see in the 60% of Marylanders think the state is on the wrong track. This, I think, is probably one of the better opportunities we've had since the KKT and Ben Jealous years of actually making some inroads for a gubernatorial candidate. But you need to have that leadership. You need to have numbers in the House of Delegates and in the Maryland State Senate. So I know what you're going to say, Kristen.
How do you know?
I just can tell by that with your headphones on and that big smile on your face, you're champing at the bit.
No, I agree 100%. And this is what we've been calling for years, and it's coming to a head. This should be a year that a Republican should be able to do it. We do need outsiders. We do need fresh blood. There's just been too much business as usual, both in the state party leadership as well as in Annapolis. And like you said, there are a few fighters, but we need more. They can't, you know, by the numbers, they can't get that much done. And I'm sorry, but there's some people that's a little bit of an incestuous relationship there where some of the top leadership positions, the few that we have, are held together, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of energy there. I can't tell you what they're doing. I can't tell you how they've moved the needle. They say they do, but if we have to ask and we don't really get any answers, I don't really see it. We know they control their own elections for the state party. That happened 4 years ago after the gubernatorial race when we tried to get fresh blood into the state party leadership, because we know it really backs to there. It starts way before the general, way before the primary. It's really the state party leadership that got screwed up, where not everybody was allowed on the ballot due to technicalities, and then by default somebody won. And I don't see any difference 4 years later.
Yeah,
we kept being
told
there's new leadership, but at this point you've been through a few elections, so they're not new anymore, and I haven't seen a change.
At the Central Committee level, where there's some changes. I mean, there's some fresh blood coming in, but just not enough, quickly enough to make a difference, because you still have some of the old guard that is blocking a path.
Yes.
And again, they're in control. And so until that old guard, that swampy establishment, GOPE, as I call them here in Maryland, until they are ushered out the door, there's not going to be much change. And that's why you have people like, Aristotle down there from Carroll and Frederick counties, who thinks it's a good strategy to show up, vote present, and leave a statue in his place.
That's not the answer.
No, it's not. I understand the sentiment. I understand that he thinks Republicans, and he's right. But again, you can still go and fight some things. You can still go down there and represent. When constituents voted for you, if you would have told them, hey, I'm just going to show up and vote present and leave a statue, do you think you would have been elected? Of course not. But that's what passes for a dysfunctional Maryland Republican Party. Now, again, there are good Republicans. I don't want to paint with a broad brush. And there are, as I said, some fighters down there. We're losing a couple of them. One of them is Delegate Nino Mangione.
Yeah.
He's one of the true fighters down there, but he's gone after the county council because he thinks he's going to be, I think, make more of an impact there than he will when his vote is diluted down in Annapolis.
But see, that's the way that Delegate Boucher should have acted. Look at Nino as an example. Okay, Nino is frustrated, but maybe he felt like and I think that Nino did make an impact. He had several bills. He got on Fox 45. So, A, Nino showed you can make an impact in Annapolis, even when you're in the minority. And then, B, if he felt like he'll have more impact on his community in another role, okay, he's finishing his term. He did all of his work. He showed up. He had attendance. And then now he's going to run for... You know, that's the right way to handle it, unlike how...
Yeah, and Nino took on some pretty big topics in his bills. He didn't attach his name or co-sponsor sponsored bills that were kind of, you know, piffly.
Just to get his name on the bill. Focused.
Exactly. So that's what we need. We need more of that type. Before him, we had Pat McDonough down there, of course, who was always ruffling feathers. And it's something that you do need to have fighters down there. And look, there's a role for the more moderate, more go along to get along. But again, you need to have fighters in leadership.
And the other problem is, again, you know, in January, I got to travel a little bit across the state. I got to talk to people and different county central committees, and they told me again and again, they do not get any help or calls back from the state party. So I don't know what's going on. That is literally why the state party exists, to help the candidates and help the counties. And I kept hearing time and time again that they weren't hearing anything, they weren't getting any help or support. So again, that's where the problem goes back to.
Yeah, and look, you can just the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's the very definition of the Maryland GOP these days. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Governor Wes Moore celebrated World Quantum Day with a groundbreaking for the new Applied Research Laboratory for Intelligence and Security Headquarters. The 110,000-square-foot Arliss headquarters will be located in the University of Maryland Discovery District between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. The governor says the $65 million capital project will advance national defense technology and solidify the state's status as a global leader in quantum. And a Baltimore County school bus struck a man on a motorized wheelchair on Tuesday afternoon. The accident happened near Mardan Drive and Hammershire Road in Reisterstown, and the victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No one on the bus was hurt. And a trial is underway for the Harford County man charged with murdering his wife last year. 67-year-old David Williams is charged with first and second degree murder in the shooting death of his wife in their Abingdon home. 64-year-old Lillian Williams was found dead in the home on Bynum Overlook Drive in June of 2025. According to the Baltimore Sun, the prosecution claims Williams shot and left his wife dead or dying while he left to get rid of the gun and didn't call 911 for an hour. And Fox 45 reports that the body of the missing man, Branson Odor, was recovered from the Inner Harbor in Baltimore on Tuesday morning. Around 8:30 a.m. on April 14th, officials could be seen in the waters of the Inner Harbor. Authorities said Odor's body was recovered around 8:10 a.m. in the 500 block of East Pratt Street. And Isabel Cumming is asking a judge to require the Scott administration to comply with subpoenas, arguing that new restrictions on her office's access to city records would undermine investigators into fraud, waste, and abuse. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident still crowding the left-hand lane, 95 southbound, before you go through the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So they're crowding the left-hand lane. The fire department showed up, and with that, we're backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And I said earlier, the word gets out for 895 traffic that there's a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So now we're backed up on 895 between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. So already this morning, this early, we're building to 20 to 25-minute delays on the southbound side. It looks like the wreck on 83 northbound is on the ramp to Shawan Road. Right now, I don't see a big backup there, so there could be room to get by, but you'll have a trooper in that area.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny, with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, things were looking pretty good for the Birds last night. Three-game winning streak, rousing comeback the night before. Trevor Rogers on the hill. And then they looked even better in the top of the second.
Merrill Kelly. Oh, Masayo gets into this one to deep center field. The money's coming out already. Big Sam with a big fly. Called on the spot by
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 431 feet later, the Birds had a 1-0 lead, but it was short-lived. Rogers, the Orioles starter, got into trouble in the fifth.
Vargas lifts this pretty deep. It's got some carry to it to left field for Ward. Back to the wall, and it's gone! He's done it again!
On their way to a 4-3 win for Arizona, Steve Berthiaume had the call on DBacks.tv as the D-backs take game two of the series at Camden Yards. After the game, manager Albernaz, despite the broken jaw, on Rogers' uncharacteristic struggles.
Looks like he was the changeup. Had some different profiles as he was throwing it throughout the course of the game. That was one thing that stood out. I mean, he had one walk, and it hurt him. You know, Vargas got that breaking ball in the air for a three-run shot.
And then Rogers was asked after the game how it actually felt to be human after a while.
You know, this game's really hard, and I just try to stay even keel the best I can. You know, those starts are going to happen, and you know, we got 5.5-6 more months of this, and you know, baseball it's going to happen again. So
first home run Rogers has allowed this season, only the second time in his last 22 starts dating back to last season he's allowed as many as 4 runs. The Ravens hosting what has come to be known as the Liar's Lunch. It's the pre-draft gathering at the Castle, where the team's brass skirts around the media's questions about the team's plans for the NFL draft. Round one of the draft is 1 week from tomorrow. Interior offensive line and wide receiver are the team's biggest needs. The Caps played their season finale last night in Columbus. It was a 2-1 win over the Blue Jackets. They've been eliminated from the playoffs the night before when the Flyers came back to beat the Hurricanes 3-2 in a shootout. Before the game, head coach Spencer Carberry on the disappointment of missing the playoffs.
You're in a little bit of shock and just, like you said, extremely, extremely disappointed of not being able to play in the playoffs. That's
NBA play-ins last night. Hornets nipped the Heat 127-126 on a LaMelo Ball layup with 4.7 seconds to play. And the Trailblazers get a career-high monster game from former Wizard Danny Avita, 41 points. They beat the Suns 114-110. The time now is 6:37. When we return, should the dugouts be protected?
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Well, good to be back. Thanks for covering me yesterday.
Nice to have you back. Great coverage of the O's game last night, so appreciate that. And well, that was a really scary scenario with the foul ball that hit Albernaz.
Yeah, it absolutely was, and I'm sure you probably talked about a little bit about it yesterday. And it does bring up the question, because, you know, now the stands are protected pretty much from the foul line all the way down. And so the question is, shouldn't the dugouts be protected? I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened.
Yeah, no, I realize that, and I think that not only foul balls, you have broken bats sometimes.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's sometimes you're not looking. I mean, the manager always should be looking, but you might have other players in the dugout that might not be looking at the at-bat. And next thing you know, somebody, you know, you could get killed by a ball hit at that speed.
Yeah.
Albernaz, I know, has got a lot of injuries, but thank goodness he nothing really, really serious.
The only reason why I can see that the dugouts wouldn't be protected is because potentially it could impede impede the manager's ability to actually watch close up, you know, what's happening with the pitcher.
Well, if you have transparent, let's say, acrylic,
exactly
glass or something that does not impede vision, I don't see the problem with that. The netting sometimes gets on your nerves when you're watching a game, because I've been to hockey games before with the netting, and it just, you get used to it eventually, but yeah. In the beginning it was annoying. But I understand what you're saying. The manager's got to be able to see the field. He's got to have complete vision of the field, what's going on.
Albernez is tough, though.
Yeah.
The next night comes right back.
Yeah.
7 fractures, orbital bone.
Was he wearing anything last night? I didn't see.
No. Yeah. Just had the cut, on right. the face, on the side of the face. And, yeah. But he can't have solid food for 6 weeks, so he can't try any of that good Camden Yard stuff they have over there.
Exactly.
Applesauce and yogurt, my friend.
Oh, no. That's a tough one. But I'm glad he's doing okay. But
chicken soup.
Do you think they are going to make any accommodations and protect the dugouts?
Or no. Is that,
there's no call for it anywhere in the league?
I mean, they'll talk about it, I guess. Maybe they do every once in a while, but no, I can't see it.
All right, very good. Thanks, yep. Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And, look, I've got conflicted feelings about Eric Swalwell. I think, first of all, this is a guy that deserves everything he gets, because he absolutely is he's just not a good person. And he took great delight in going after President Trump, not just politically, but personally. But at the same time, this was done by the Democrats. This was done by the Democrats, and this is what they do. They took Joe Biden out of the presidential race and installed Kamala Harris. And this is what they're doing now in the California governor's race. So yesterday, Senator Ruben Gallego, and by the way, he was seen bare-chested on camels on some beach. Was that a cringe picture. And Lisa McClain was there, from the Republican from Michigan was there. What the heck was that all about? But they're bosom buddies. They're good pals. So Gallego turned on his good friend Eric Swalwell after initially defending him on social media. Yesterday he met the press and he denied knowing anything about Swalwell's predilection for being an alleged sexual predator.
Swalwell have called you his best friend. You have never asked him about any of the rumors that have been swirling around Democratic politics of his inappropriate behavior?
I did. Look, we knew each other differently from everybody else. My family and his family were as close as it gets. Our kids were in baseball camp together. We had dinner together as a family. It was entirely different, but I think what people understand. But when there was rumors going around a couple of weeks ago, not of the folks and whatever in the San Francisco Chronicle, I did ask him, and he lied to me. He knew that I just came off a very, very hard campaign for 2 years, where they lied about me and my family for 2 years. He manipulated me to have the same sentiment that I was having back in the day and use that as an opportunity to move me to defend him.
How did you not know about the allegations? So considering you chaired his presidential campaign, wouldn't some of this have come up? Some of those allegations predated when he ran for office.
Again, this man led a double life. He lied to us. He lied to his family. He lied to his constituents. Some of the most powerful people in this country, even before he ran, he was trusted with some positions that normally we would never think someone like this could do if they're leading that double life. And again, I was manipulated. I was lied to. And everyone else was too.
Wait a minute. This is a guy that had an affair with a Chinese spy, Fang Fang. And you knew about that. And he was allowed, Pelosi, who said, oh, I know nothing whatsoever, she put him on the House Intelligence Committee. He was sitting there with his butt buddy, shifty shift. So they knew, he knows, Gallego, I think he might be the next one to fall. But then there's this picture of the video of Swalwell with a sex worker, allegedly. And in the room, there's a guy that looks just like Ruben Gallego. In fact, it's a side profile, same sideburns, and he denies it was him. But then we focus in on the shoes he was wearing, and apparently the shoes he was wearing is in another picture with him wearing the same shoes. The exact, what are the odds that the guy with the same sideburn profile wearing the same shoes was in another picture? I think Gallego is lying like a rug. All right, we'll hear from some of his alleged victims coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
And what happens next? What happened to my suitcase?
Jeez. What do these people think? We're stupid?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. What you saw, you really didn't see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't believe your lying eyes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Eagles. Southbound 95 still working on the wreck, crowding the left-hand lane right before the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're getting lanes by, at least three lanes getting by. We're backed up not quite to Moravia Road, but soon, very soon, 895 out of sight, backed up all the way from the tunnel all the way back to Moravia Road, and then it's dead stopped right there. So gridlock again today at both the harbor tunnels, all because of this minor wreck that occurred. Let's see, what time did I write that down? 6:15 it happened, so they've been there half an hour already on the southbound side. Nothing major yet on the Beltway, beginning to build with the normal stuff, Hartford Road through Greenspring and the west side, anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. So far, the last time we checked, everything was good through Annapolis between the Bay Bridge and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine and a hot one today, 91 overnight, upper 60s. Right now, 63 in Cloudy and Dundalk, 63 in Millersville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Maggie, would you try something called Meaties Beef Cereal?
Meaties?
You like Wheaties? But it's called Meaties.
I was okay with Wheaties.
Meaties Beef Cereal. It's a thing now.
So I just got the viral Meaties cereal. It's got 20 grams of grass-fed beef. It's also got raw honey, roasted peanuts, cocoa, salt, and monk fruit extract. This stuff kind of looks like a joke. Let's try it. Feels really crispy, and it kind of looks like dried up ground beef.
I think it's actually really good.
Like, ground beef cereal just doesn't sound that good. But you taste the raw cocoa, the honey, the peanut butter. I think my kids don't like it, honestly, because of the raw cocoa. It's not like Fruity Pebbles. Would I eat this every day? No. But does it taste a lot better than I thought? 100%.
Meaties comes in two flavors, chocolate peanut butter and maple cinnamon. This is grass-fed ground beef cereal. By the way, it's sold out already.
How can that be safe? I mean, you're talking beef. I mean, can't
I
you
guess
get,
they
like,
freeze-dry it. They freeze-dry the beef. It's dried beef. Like, oh, beef jerky's dried beef. Mm-hmm. You like beef jerky?
I love me my beef jerky.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought. You
Chris
might
Carter
like this.
Will be loving it. Huh? What did he say?
Turns your teeth brown.
It does. It makes you
like
smell.
Like a catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
That you do.
Nothing
very
like
much.
Maggie but, hard at work with a Slim Jim in hand.
No kidding.
Always.
Yeah, but give me a picture of that, will you?
Yes, we'll snap one for you.
No, that sounds wild, though. Beef cereal. Where
Meaties.
Do they? Meaties. I want to look for that. I'm going to go to my local Safeway and see if they have
the
Meaties.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner of champions. Twix. Going bite-size with new Twix bits.
Okay.
Yeah. See, they're just little balls of chocolate there. Little
give me
chocolate
a ball.
Cookies.
Give oh.
You know, that's a Kit Kat.
That's a Kit Kat.
Oh, wrong. Yeah. You see, you got me confused.
Mm. That's right.
Well, because you were singing the Kit Kat song.
It was the Meaties that did it.
By
King's Hawaiian is out with new coconut rolls.
Oh, I bet they're good.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like the King, the sweet bread.
I do too.
Sweet bread is really, really good. And so I'll have to try that. Finally, and another popular place is closing, One-Eyed Mike's, Dan Fells Point.
I saw that.
Yeah, closing up for 23 years. It's a place where, you know, if you like Grand Marnier, they had you would get a bottle there and you'd buy it, and then they would keep your bottle just with your name on it at the bar.
Ooh.
So that whenever you went in, you could have your own bottle of your Grand Marnier.
Grandma there?
Yeah, exactly.
Grand Marnier?
Grand Marnier.
Oh, you're French.
23 years in business. Oh, first birth is, and now One-Eyed Mike's. Wow. What is happening to Fells Point?
One-Eyed Mike. What is
scary in some of those places.
Yeah.
Can't even drive through.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't even drive through there without kind of looking both ways. And it's like, please don't look too long at this person because...
Yep, it's changed, that's for sure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, 6:47, 13 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. Alleged victims of stepping forward now, pointing fingers at Eric Swalwell. This three women on CBS the other morning.
The fact that he has now dropped out of the governor's race and resigned from Congress, is that justice in your view?
No, it's just the beginning. It's just the very beginning. And I know personally that we're not walking away from this fight.
For me, justice won't be until he can't ever harm a woman ever again, and he has faced the consequences for the women that he has harmed.
I think in regards to the governor's race, he never should have ran for governor to begin with, knowing the kind of history and receipts that are out there. So that's a non-starter. And then in terms of Congress, I think he absolutely should have resigned. I think we just prevented another 30 to 40 years potentially of him harming people if he were to stay in Congress.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think we have served justice for his future victims.
Wow.
That won't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's three. They were on with CBS, and then there's a fourth accuser that has stepped forward. And yesterday, a fifth accuser has come forward. Her name is Lana Drews. She was on with attorney Lisa Bloom, who represents a lot of these Me Too movement women. Her testimony was very gripping and emotional.
I did not consent to any sexual activity. Although I did not undergo a rape kit at the time, I disclosed the assault to the people closest to me.
Drews is accusing Swalwell of very serious sexual crimes.
He raped me. And he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died.
She was asked, why didn't you come forward? Why didn't you do a rape kit? Why didn't you call the police?
My delay in taking action against Eric was driven by fear, not doubt. Fear of his political power, his background as an attorney, and his family law enforcement ties.
Stephen Miller weighed in on the situation and pointed out not only are the allegations serious, but this is what the Democrats do.
Swalwell is a scumbag. He is a terrible person, the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low, the most dishonest and the most dishonest. But the real story here is how the Democrat Party controls its members through blackmail. It's got a blackmail file on all of its politicians, and it uses them to leverage and control them until it's time to release it.
So the big question is, will Swalwell ever be held accountable? There's rape investigations in New York. Los Angeles has just now opened up an investigation based on Lana Drews' accusations. So we shall see. Stay tuned. I just think this is tip of the iceberg in Washington. I think on both sides of the aisle, you got perverts, you have cretins, and I think you have big problems. And they all should be made public. And get rid of this slush fund of our tax dollars that pays to protect these monsters. 651, you're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, the commissioner speaking out of turn on the problem of juvenile delinquents.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
30-minute delays at least, and building trying to get into both the harbor tunnels. The culprit is a wreck that's been there for a while. Southbound 95 on the left side near the Keith Avenue ramp, right before you get into the tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So they're still looking at it. There have been a number of flashing lights. Happened around 6:15. The backup now on 95 is back to the city-county line. 895 is pretty much going to join that. And eventually, if it stays this way, we'll back up on 95 back to the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So right now, again, 30-minute delays in building southbound. Going up to Hunt Valley, there was a wreck on the ramp from northbound 83 onto Shawan Road. A water main break in the city near Park Circle on Druid Park Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, 91, mid-60s, upper 60s for the low tonight. Right now, 62, cloudy in Forest Hills, 63 in Middle River. The Small Business Administration Administrator Kelly Loeffler is going to be in town today at over Jimmy's famous seafood for an event on working families' tax cuts, since today is tax day. We're going to be talking with the Deputy Administrator Bill Briggs at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that and what these tax cuts mean for small businesses here in Maryland and elsewhere. The police commish, Richard Worley, has been speaking out of late, and rather vocally on juvenile thugs. He did it in a radio interview last week in which he expressed his displeasure with how juvenile thugs are being treated. The all-too-frequent arrests and the slap on the wrist, the release into some adult. I hate to say guardian because they're not doing a very good job of that. And so it is interesting because the commissioner serves at the pleasure of the mayor. And the mayor is all about keeping black and brown juveniles out of detention, out of jail, whatever the case may be. But the commissioner now, and it seems like the mayor, are parting ways on this topic, on this issue. In fact, the commissioner says there's way too many of these juvenile thugs getting a slap on the wrist.
We still have too many issues with our young people committing crimes and then being put right back out on the street just to commit another crime.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. We see it repeatedly. He talks about, the time to get their attention is early on. The first time they offend, the first time they break the law, that's when you get their attention. Because if you don't, it's just learned repetitive criminal behavior.
We were chasing another juvenile for a crime, and we found the one who had cut his ankle monitor off in the same house.
That is also a problem, and that even with the ankle monitors, there are not enough people at DJS to monitor those with ankle monitors. We've talked about it here before, and the commissioner says you must have law and order, and you must impose discipline on those who violate the laws of our society.
I know we don't want to incarcerate everyone, but sometimes these kids need some discipline, because if you keep putting them out there on the street, they're either going to hurt themselves, hurt someone else, or they're going to ruin their future, because eventually they're going to hit 18 and they're going to start being adults. And once you start getting arrested as adults, they don't come off your record.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what City State's Attorney Ivan Bates, I think he's done a great job. I wonder what what's the status of his holding parents accountable? Because he vowed to do that. Now, I think he held one parent accountable that went and either helped cover up or participate in a fight with her juvenile son. I think it was a mother, if I remember correctly, that was held accountable. That's been it so far. So for 2 years, he's been promising this, and that's the only one that I'm aware of. And the commissioner was asked whether or not he thinks ankle monitors, be they GPS versions or other versions, if they're effective or not.
I am not a fan of it because we continue to arrest young people with monitors on, and also young people with monitors who have been cut off. This same individual that we're talking about that was released after multiple robberies, cut his ankle monitor off.
It's frustrating, and frustration is part of the job because you try to keep, you want the best for these young people, but sometimes they need to feel some penalty before they start behaving and become, we want them to become productive adults, but just continuing to put them out there to commit crimes and just mess up their lives moving forward is not the answer.
Yeah, and so, again, so on one extreme, you have lock them all up and put them in jail, and that is what they say does not work. But on the other extreme, from the left, it's like, don't put any of them in jail. Let them go back into the community. Give them an ankle monitor. Don't monitor them. And then they go out, and they're committing crimes while they're supposed to be under supervision. So that doesn't work. So then what's the answer? I think it's a combination, it's a hybrid of the two. For the very serious violent offenders, I think they have to be detained. I think you got to do it early so they don't escalate their criminal behavior because obviously they're not getting guardianship, they're not getting supervision, they're not getting any kind of discipline or morality at home. They're out running the streets all hours of the night, carjacking, accosting people, etc. So I agree, Commissioner, that we need to hold them accountable, need discipline. Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, the Small Business Administration. Deputy Director Bill Briggs is going to join us as Kelly Loeffler's in town at Jimmy's Famous Seafood for a big event here later on this morning. So stay with us here at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The next round of U.S.-Iran peace talks could, according to President Trump, happen soon. Over the next 2 days, to quote the president, diplomats now working behind the scenes to arrange those discussions. They could be held in Islamabad again, or perhaps this time in Geneva. The United States and Iran also reportedly have an agreement in principle to extend the 2-week ceasefire, currently due to expire in a week, in order to allow for additional diplomacy. Israel and Lebanon have been talking, engaged in U.S.-mediated discussions in Washington, their first diplomatic talks in decades. The Lebanese government hopes the talks will lead to an end to the war, which has killed more than 2,000 people in Lebanon. Hezbollah is skeptical, believing that Lebanon lacks adequate leverage. Israel continues its military campaign in southern Lebanon. It's looking to create a security zone against future terrorist attacks. Congressional Republicans forging ahead with a go-it-alone strategy for fully funding the Department of Homeland Security.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that Republicans will try to pass the money for ICE and Customs and Border Protection, quote, the hard way. That means bypassing Democrats who have kept DHS shut down for almost 2 months and stalled bipartisan negotiations. Thune says Republicans are instead preparing a partisan bill that they'll try to pass under a complicated, time-consuming maneuver called budget reconciliation that only requires a simple majority vote in the 53-47 Senate. Ken Lorman reporting.
A stubborn weather pattern is funneling hot air into the eastern U.S., threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta experiencing the unusual April heat. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 41 points, and NASDAQ futures are off 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. ask29account.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wrecker is here now on 995 southbound before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They have the pickup truck on the back, and they're trying to get ready to move out and clean this accident up. It's been there since 6:15. We're backed up on 95, the city-county line. 895 never had a problem. They just got the overflow traffic. They're backed up to and beyond the ramps at Moravia Road. Right now, as it stands, 30-minute delays in those backups. We're getting four lanes into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and may start to improve here once they clear this pickup truck out of here and the visual is then gone. Normal delays on the Beltway. You might still see the wreck on the ramp from northbound 83 onto Shawan Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny, with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Owings Mills, 63 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. A new released report on a 2023 fire that killed two Baltimore City firefighters has found critical failures in multiple areas, including training, equipment, and staffing. Acting Captain Dylan Rinaldo and firefighter Rodney Pitts III died after responding to the fire on Linden Heights Avenue, and three other firefighters were injured. The fire department's incident review team determined that firefighters were exposed to 1,000-degree temperatures, and the heat led to multiple catastrophic failures to firefighters' outdated breathing equipment. All breathing apparatus has since been upgraded. The report found that overall, the Linden Heights fire exposed systemic issues that contributed to the deaths. The report says the fire department has addressed the findings and has made progress in fixing them. And the Baltimore County Fire Department battled another fire. This was a Tuesday brush fire near the 2700 block of Black Rock Road. Firefighters were called to the scene at around 5 p.m., and they were able to contain it. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 760. The pick 4, 7007. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. 23 years in the business, 9 years right here on WCBM with your guarantees and results. Friends, when you plan to sell your home, choose the one I trust, Vinny Steele.
Sean, I really appreciate that. This year is going to be very exciting for a lot of reasons. The real estate market is moving quickly, especially for our sellers. In fact, I recently met with a family planning to retire, downsize, and make the most money when they sell later this year. And it was a good move. They called me in advance so we could work on some simple tips to get them top dollar. And they were thrilled with the stress-free plan and certainty they get with my upfront written guarantee. If I can't sell their home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to them.
So I'll say it again. Choose Vinny Steele. You'll be glad you did. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the Birds had their chances last night. Bases loaded, bottom of the eighth, trailing 4-3.
And he steps into a real mess here. Bases full of Baltimore Orioles and two outs and a one-run lead.
He is running into a red-hot hitter in Jeremiah Jackson.
Swinging bunt. Ryan's on it. Got him! Ryan Thompson, a one-pitch out. And he comes in and puts out a blazing fire.
Steve Berthume had the call on dbacks.tv. Jackson's ground out ended the eighth, and the Birds would go meekly in the ninth. 4-3 was the final. The series is tied at one. On a bright note, the incredible season of Rico Garcia continued last night. Four batters faced, four retired. On the season, nine appearances, nine innings pitched, 30 batters faced, no hits, three walks. It's the longest hitless streak in the majors this year. The man who he relieved, Trevor Rogers, continues to be amazed.
You talk about a guy that's not human. It's that guy right there. I think ever since last year, I mean, he seems like every time there's bases loaded last year, less than one out, and he would get us out of it every single time.
Quite a story, Rico Garcia. The rubber game of the series is this afternoon at 12:35. Kyle Bradish will take the hill. If you're going to go, wear white and hydrate. Game time temperature will be in the 90-degree range. Owings Mills will be the site today of the Ravens' pre-draft luncheon. It's affectionately known as the Liars' Luncheon. It's the luncheon where they talk about the draft coming up. It will begin 1 week from tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, the Ravens will unveil their new uniforms at a PSL holder event at the Merriweather Post Pavilion. Lamar saw a sneak preview the other day.
They all look good. They all look good. Dang.
I don't want to rush time, but, and I can't rush time, but I'm looking forward to wearing these.
So like he said,
coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy chasing Tiger Woods. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, actually later on this afternoon at Jimmy's Seafood over on Hollibird in Baltimore, we're going to see SBA Administrator Kelly Loeffler is going to be in town to visit on tax day here to talk about the working family tax cuts and the tax cuts that are benefiting small business. But joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline is the Deputy Administrator at the Small Business Administration, Bill Briggs. Bill, good morning. Welcome to Baltimore.
Tom, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So the event today is going to call attention to what, the working family tax cuts. If you could explain what's in those cuts and how working families and small businesses are benefiting.
Sure. So, I mean, the working families tax cut has a lot of provisions for both employees and employers. The employees, most importantly, and what we're going to talk about today, is no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. And we already have some great stats about how Americans are benefiting from these tax provisions. And then also talking about small business loans. So we're going to Jimmy's Seafood, and that's a small business. And so there's been 12 million small businesses that have already received, on average, a $7,000 tax reduction. And so we're consistently having more and more data come in that says this working families tax cut is benefiting both small businesses and the employees, and that's exactly what President Trump wanted.
It's exactly what Maryland needs now as well, because I just saw the Philadelphia Fed, the Federal Reserve, came out with a chart that said Maryland right now struggling in economic growth, and these tax cuts are going to help a small business. This is already a tough, it's a hostile environment for small businesses in this state. So do you think these are going to help alleviate some of those headwinds?
Yeah, we're really hopeful and optimistic, particularly, you know, one of the things we're focusing on at the SBA is Made in America Manufacturing. 4 weeks ago, I actually toured some manufacturing facilities in Baltimore, and they're really excited because of these provisions, especially something where, they can, the small business deduction was made permanent, which is the 20%, and so that's called the 199A. What the tax bill has done is provided a lot of small businesses certainty at the federal level about, I know what I'm going to pay. In fact, I'm going to get rewarded for investing and growing. And that's exactly what the Working Families Tax Cut was meant to do. And Baltimore, in Maryland and Annapolis, they have to, they have an opportunity to get their act together, as you well know. And it can be counteractive. But we're doing our part at the federal level under President Trump.
You say 12 million small businesses. Do we have a breakdown of how many businesses here in Maryland are impacted?
Small businesses in Maryland? Yeah, I think there is a couple hundred thousand. I want to get the exact number and pull it up. But there's about 400,000 small businesses in Maryland. And, on average, again, they're receiving up to a $7,000 tax deduction, those small businesses we're seeing, right? And also, too, there's the first-year equipment write-off. One of these provisions, when I go out and talk to small businesses, is they're saying, okay, I can buy new equipment or hire a new crew, and they're allowed to have that small business write-off in the first year, that business expensing provision. And that's really helping them as well. So we're hopeful that this working family tax cut is rocket fuel and providing certainty for the small businesses in Maryland to grow.
We're talking with Deputy Administrator at the SBA, Small Business Administration, Bill Briggs. More with Bill in just a second. Administrator Kelly Loeffler is going to be in town later this afternoon at Jimmy's Famous Seafood over in the Dundalk area. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
They're still working on the wreck, 95 South. They've been there since 6:15 this morning, southbound, right before we go into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The next rollback is they're picking up another vehicle to be towed away. And in the meantime, they're still crowding the left inside lane. The backup on 95 now, as we said, is going to go back to the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So now you'll have delays through Rosedale coming down from 95 through Kenwood Avenue, Chesico, City-County line. It starts there, and then up ahead, right at the split, you now have solid backups of 35 to 40 minutes going south into both the harbor tunnels. Very slow at the Fort McHenry Tunnel now, again, in the right lane there. Just heavy traffic. I looked all the way down towards Key Highway, and we're moving. Normal delays, normal backups right now along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine and a hot one today, 91. Right now it's cloudy, 63 in Dundalk, 64 in Bel Air. On our newsmaker hotline is SBA Deputy Administrator Bill Briggs. And Bill, you talked a little bit about the 100% expensing for factory purchases, the 20% small business deduction, and, of course, the no tax on tips and or overtime. But the regulatory environment has also been very challenging for many small businesses. What has the president done and the administration done to help reduce regulations for small businesses?
Well, President Trump has made clear that he said for every regulation that we propose, we have to cut 10. We've actually cut 48 regulations for every new regulation. SBA Administrator Kelly Loeffler launched a deregulation strike force last December, and we're working across all federal departments and agencies to cut regulations across the board. We've already cut to the tune of $100 billion federal regulations. As with the Building Industry Association last night, they were talking about more regulations that are bothering them. We are really focused at SBA because of our mandate with our SBA Office of Advocacy to cut federal regulations across the federal government that impact small businesses, and we are doing that.
Yeah, you mentioned that the 12 million businesses have an average of $7,000 this tax season, and also we're looking at record refunds here in Maryland anyway for individuals and businesses, and I think that's pretty much extrapolates across the board in the country. So what can we expect this is going to do for small business growth, and also because it's two-thirds of our economy, small businesses, and what will that do for the overall economy as these businesses prosper?
So one thing we're really certain about is this working families tax cut is providing small businesses the tax certainty. A lot of these tax provisions were made permanent, so they know the cost of any expansion or growth going forward. They can plan. As you know, the thing that hampers small business the most is uncertainty and regulation. We're dealing with both. We provided the certainty on the tax front now, and then we're also working on our deregulatory efforts. And then at SBA, our mission is to help small businesses access capital. That's one of our primary missions. We're doing that as well through our loan programs, particularly focused on providing 90% loan guarantees to manufacturers and those who are in the food production industry. So Maryland does have some agricultural industry that's of great interest as well. But what we're really trying to do is incent and get capital to the manufacturing businesses, the food production businesses, and those that help make and create jobs in America. That's our focus.
Yeah. So if you're a small business in Maryland, or you're just starting out or thinking about opening up a small business, what's the process? Should they contact the SBA first? And can you guys assist with advice or put them on the right path to at least get a good head start?
Yeah, one of the things that's really important about starting a small business is kind of doing some of the homework beforehand. And so SBA has a lot of free or low-cost resources, counseling resources, essentially, through our Small Business Development Center network. And that's essentially where you can go on SBA.gov and find local resources near you that, again, are free or low cost that can help you with business planning, with marketing, and with all the aspects of starting up a small business. There are a lot. It takes a lot of grit and determination. And so what I always say is people who go into small business or start a small business are doing it for themselves but not by themselves. And so you need a team, and SBA can be part of that team to provide free or low-cost resources to help the small business owner get his start and expand and grow over time.
And so where should they go to contact you or the SBA for more information or assistance?
SBA.gov is the best resource, and you can click on, you know, my local resources on the website on the front page. You can also find out about some of the tax provisions we talked about. That's on the front page as well, if folks are curious. And so we're trying to get the word out that those resources are there and that Maryland small businesses can benefit.
Very good. Bill, thanks for joining us this morning. We look forward to seeing Administrator Loeffler this afternoon at Jimmy's Famous Seafood here in Baltimore. Thanks again.
Thanks, Kate. Sean, appreciate it.
All right, that's Bill Briggs, the Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration. As we mentioned, Kelly Loeffler is going to be in town a little bit later on this afternoon to a meeting with other small businesses, just not Jimmy's Famous Seafood. There'll be other small businesses there as well. And again, this is tough in this environment because we've seen so many businesses just pack up and close shop or leave Maryland. And, I don't know if that's going to be in and of itself enough to save many of these businesses. But it does help because these working family tax cuts passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill, they apply anywhere in the country. So you could take them anywhere, whether it's in Maryland or Pennsylvania or Delaware or the Mid-Atlantic region. But it's important that if you're going to have some kind of tax base, that you keep people, retirees and young people who are now leaving the area, and they're going to Northern Virginia and elsewhere because of a better tax structure, at least for the moment. And you want to keep them in your state so that you have a tax base. And it's the same thing for small businesses as well. So we'll look forward to maybe hearing Administrator Loeffler tomorrow morning on the program as she is going to be at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. All right, 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And you're listening to Casey and Company. And the number here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. If you care to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Coming up next, obviously, we'll have our MAGA movement update as well here on the show. But I had a fantastic experience. Every time I go into Town Appliance and Owings Mills, and you'll have the same thing. Two guys are named Mayor, both named Mayor. They run Town Appliance, and they'll help you out, like they did with me, hunt down the perfect kitchen upgrade or appliance, and they actually make the process fun instead of that usual stress. They focus on finding similar matches with high-end brands like Bosch, over 70 different brands like Bosch that they carry at the store. And the best part, appliances that make everyone in your house happy, no high-pressure sales, just expert knowledge to ensure you get exactly what fits your budget, what fits your needs. And if you want more savings, go check out their Spring Black Friday shopping event going on right now. They also offer flexible financing options to make it even easier. For hours and more information, go to townappliance.com. Great sales, great appliance, and a happy home for everybody at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. Do you want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Or visit them at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market
located in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes with the morning rush hour update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on 95 southbound before the Fort McHenry Tunnel after an hour has now cleared. Everybody's gone. They've opened up the left-hand lane, and we'll see what impact that has. We're backed up on 95 and 895 back through the city-county line, and then 95 is backed up to the Chesico Avenue Bridge. 45-minute delays. We'll see how fast it clears out, but right now at least all the lanes are open. There's a new incident now on the ramp from southbound I-83 to the outer loop of the Beltway. They're in the painted-out area off to the right side, but the report says there is debris on the roadway, and I'm watching the cars kind of go around that. So that's a two-lane ramp from 83 south onto the Beltway. That debris is right before the accident. I can't tell if it's a bumper or whatever it is, but the cars are going around it to the right. So the accident is there. Also with debris, 83 will be slow south of Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine and heat. Bring it. 91 today, overnight temps upper 60s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, upper 80s. And right now we're looking at 63 and cloudy in the city, 62 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, as we just heard from the Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration, Bill Briggs, the working family tax cuts are helping small businesses, over 12 million, receiving about $7,000 refund on average. How's the rest of the One Big Beautiful Bill doing right now? Well, the White House noted Americans earning $15,000 to $80,000 per year are receiving a 15% tax cut on average. More than 5 million Americans have claimed no taxes on tips so far. Average deduction over $7,100. 25 million have claimed no tax on overtime. Average deduction there over $3,000. And what that's doing is a lot of folks that work on tips are now looking for jobs again. You know, bartenders and waitresses and waiters and so on and so forth. The tip industry is certainly doing a heck of a lot better, and now companies can afford to expand if they've got, remember, for the longest time, people couldn't find people to work. You know, so they would, they'd have to, they couldn't get a reservation, or you had to close early, or your hours were impacted. But now we're finding that the workforce personnel are there. Staffing is not as much of an issue because of the One Big Beautiful Bill. Meanwhile, the president, in an interview with Maria Bartiromo, she claimed, he said the war is over. Listen carefully. He says the war is close to being over.
I had to divert, because if I didn't do that, right now, you would have Iran with a nuclear weapon. And if they had a nuclear weapon, you would be calling everybody over there, sir. And you don't want to do that.
Well, you keep saying was. Is this war over?
I think it's close to over, yeah. I mean, I view it as very close to over. You know what? If I pulled up stakes right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild that country. And we're not finished. We'll see what happens. I think they want to make a deal very badly.
President also torched Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, once an ally, for her defense of Pope Leo and her stance on the Iran war. Italy is not lifting a finger to help So, again, people's true colors. And in times of crisis, in times of need, people's true colors do have a tendency to come out and show themselves. And, maybe the Italians themselves are against it. She's trying to, express the wishes of her electorate. But at the same time, you're supposed to be there when we need help. President Trump revealed the reason he deleted the meme supposedly depicting himself as the savior after he said he did take it down. He told CBS, "Normally I don't like doing that, but I didn't want to have anybody be confused." And people were confused. He was asked if he did it because Riley Gaines, a conservative woman's right activist, took him to task, saying a little humility would serve him well. God shall not be mocked. The president said, "I don't listen to Riley Gaines. I'm not a big fan of Riley." Riley Gaines is a DeSantis girl and has always been, and President, I'm sure, remembers that. Vice President Vance was at a Turning Point USA event at University of Georgia last night, and he said this is what they're looking for with Iran.
And what you're seeing is the president wants to make, he doesn't want to make like a small deal. He wants to make the grand bargain.
Yeah, a grand bargain, meaning that he wants the mullahs to be neutralized, no nukes, not being able to threaten their neighbors with state sponsoring of terrorism, and he wants Iran to thrive and to be rebuilt. Yeah, Vance also weighed in on Pope Leo versus the president in that little war of words.
My job is to apply moral truth to try to do the best thing for the American people. That's my job. And that's the President of the United States' job. And, of course, he's the person who leads our administration. The Pope's job is to preach the gospel. Okay? And, again, I think that sometimes in the context, like, it doesn't bother me, even when I disagree with him.
And he went on to say that maybe the Pope should see the actual effects of, and the Catholic Church aided and abetted illegal immigration into this country as an NGO. Maybe the Pope should have taken a trip down to the border and see what actually went down there.
How is it humane to allow drug traffickers and sex traffickers to bring little kids across the southern border?
Amen.
How is that humane? But again, I'd almost rather have the conversation. So I kind of like, even when there's disagreement.
Yeah, we'll have more from Vice President Vance tomorrow. That's the way it was, 451 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up after the 7:30 news, is Governor Moore a college Republican? Stay tuned. 7:30, here's the latest news headlines with Maggie.
Fox 45 reports that a quantum computing hardware and software company based out of College Park, Maryland, rang the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday in celebration of World Quantum Day. And a man on a motorized wheelchair was hospitalized Tuesday afternoon after being struck by a school bus in Baltimore County, police said. On April 14th, a pedestrian was hit by a Baltimore County public school bus near Mardan Drive and Hammershire Road in Reisterstown. The adult victim was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, authorities said. No students were injured. It's unclear how many students were on the bus at the time of the crash. After the confetti was cleaned up and the balloons were popped, the pomp and circumstance of celebrating the end of the 2026 legislative session subsided, leaving reality to set in. Lawmakers in Maryland passed several bills aimed at immigration and juvenile justice. The Community Trust Act seeks to further limit ICE cooperation in Maryland, building on previous legislation that banned formal 287G agreements in the state. Supporters, including Senate President Bill Ferguson, House Speaker Jocelyn Peña-Melnick, and other Democrats, describe it as due process bill intended to protect immigrant communities. And a 39-year-old man was fatally shot Friday afternoon in what relatives said may have been a road rage incident along Branch Avenue near the D.C. Maryland line. Darian Ragland was driving in the Temple Hills area when he was shot, possibly by another driver, angry that Ragland did not give way during a merge, according to family members and sources familiar with the investigation. And a growing staffing shortage in the Baltimore County Police Department is fueling a dispute over how many officers the agency is actually down and raising concerns about response times and officer burnout. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whoa, 733 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Southbound 83 is backed up, and they're also looking at some fog beginning at Pedonia Road. The problem is all the way down at the ramp from 83 to the outer loop of the Beltway. An accident there on the right side. They're behind the painted out area, so they're off the roadway. Whatever debris was in the roadway cleared itself, but the backup starts there and again goes all the way back to the ramps at Pedonia Road. There's some fog in the valleys from Windy Valley through Delaney Valley Road and over towards Providence Road, mainly outside of the Beltway, but enough fog that you might have your low beams on through that area. Both the tunnels are still hurting from some earlier problems. Had an accident there for an hour this morning on 95 southbound going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And the Beltway now, with the normal delays, this top side is going to be a little slow as well because of the merging traffic right there at the ramp at I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny, with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was an uncommon occurrence last night at Camden Yard.
Argus lifts this pretty deep. It's got some carry to it to left field for Ward. Back to the wall. And it's gone. He's done it again. Hildemira Vargas makes it 3-2 Diamondbacks.
Steve Berthume had the call on D-backs TV. Vargas' three-run shot proved to be the difference as Trevor Rogers struggled. Yes, I said that. Lasting only into the fifth inning, and the Birds' three-game winning streak ends 4-3 was the final at the hands of the Diamondbacks. After the game, here was Rogers on his performance.
Yeah, the stretch felt good. Mechanics were really good. I think I was not allowing my foot to land when I was trying to throw my heater, so my command on that kind of slipped a little bit.
First home run allowed by Trevor Rogers this year. Meanwhile, manager Albernez back in the dugout last night, one night after getting hit flush in the face with a 70-mile-per-hour foul ball.
I feel good, actually. I mean, considering everything. The medical team did a great job. Like, it was, it took care of me. That's all you can ask for.
Seven fractures in his jaw and orbital bone. No hard food. It'll be soft food only for Albanez for the next 6 weeks. Birds asking for Kyle Bradish today to take the rubber game. The right-hander coming off his first win of the season. He's 1-2 on the year, a 5.27 earned run average. Meanwhile, on the ice last night in Columbus, it may have been the final game of the 21-year career of the greatest goal scorer of all time. Talking about Alex Ovechkin, of course, interviewed by the great T.J. Oshie before the game on ESPN. On how he feels and about his impending decision.
Feels good, pretty good, obviously. But how was me and you talk about it yesterday? And you know, it's going to be not an easy decision. Sometimes you want it, sometimes you're not. So we'll think.
Caps beat the Blue Jackets last night 2-1, eliminated, however, the night before by the Flyers from the playoffs. Round one of the NFL draft, 1 week from tomorrow night. This afternoon, the Ravens will host the media for the annual pre-draft level. luncheon in Owings Mills. And speaking of the draft, the PLL's draft was last night on ESPN. That's the Premier Lacrosse League, the brainchild of Hopkins Hall of Famer Paul Rabo. And the picks are in. Maryland men's lacrosse standouts Will Schaller, Eric Spanos, Leo Johnson, Eric Kohler, and Brandon Urxa were all selected last night. With these selections, Maryland now has 81 professional outdoor lacrosse draftees, the most of any college lacrosse program. And a sidebar, Towson's Mikey Washar was drafted second overall by Boston in the draft. Washar is from Arnold, Maryland. He prepped at Archbishop Spalding. The time now is 7:37 when we return, putting Cal's streak in perspective.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Sean, here's something for you. A milestone reached last night by Braves first baseman Matt Olson. He's had a great career in Atlanta. He played in his 800th career straight game, his 800th consecutive game. Right. It's the 11th longest streak in Major League Baseball history. Number 10, I think, is at 822. Okay, this is still 1,832 games away from Cal Ripken's streak.
That's amazing.
Just think for a moment. Let's just think back as we lived through it, how just unbelievable it is.
What's also, you go before Cal, is the record holder before Cal was Gehrig.
Was Gehrig 21-30,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 21-30. And think about what Lou Gehrig did, even with the affliction that he had later on, which caused him to retire, and then later he lost his life as a result. So just amazing. Gehrig and then what Cal did, he just blew by that by 500 games or so.
So, so 1,832 games to go, divided by 162 games a year. I'll just do quick math. That's about 11 and a half seasons.
Well, I think you have to be, A, in incredible shape.
Oh, my God.
And B...
B, you've got to want to do it.
Yeah, and B, you got to be lucky.
Yeah.
Because injury and so on and so forth can cause any number of things. You look at... I saw over the weekend Ovechkin has played in thousands of games. I think he's only missed like 70-some games in his 21-year career. Think about that. As physical as a player he is.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Spencer Carberry talked about that. I've got the sound. I'll play it at 8 o'clock about his consistency, longevity, and his just his availability.
Right. And you're right. It's about commitment. It's about wanting to do it and wanting to be there for the team. And Cal was one of the best, obviously.
You got it.
All right, thanks. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Once again, Governor Moore's resume is being called into question. A 1998 yearbook photo from the Valley Forge Military College, which he attended, shows him in uniform. And below the picture, which heretofore we've always just seen the picture, we've never seen below it, it says he was a member of the College Republicans. And this is Spotlight on Maryland. Fox 45 did a great job obtaining. And then they went and said they're trying to figure out what party he identifies with. Obviously, he's a Democrat now, but, you know, his what he dabbled with early on. And we find out that on his Maryland Board of Elections voter registration, he crossed out the Democrat Party on his first voter registration application, which he filed in 99, and selected declined to join a political party. He was 21 at the time. He also wrote on his initial application he was born in D.C. That wouldn't be accurate. He was born in Tacoma Park, Maryland. So, interesting. First recorded voter registration application, which Moore chose the Democrat Party affiliation, was September of 2009. The change took place after Moore finished his White House fellowship, where he served with Armstrong Williams. At the time, remember, it was Bush, former president, then President Bush, in Bush 43. And then after he served as a college Republican in the Bush in the White House, after Bush comes Obama, and then he registers as a Democrat. Okay? It says here, Moore flirted with both parties early in his career. He did donate $1,000 to John Kerry's presidential campaign at that time. So then, you know, this raises a bunch of questions there. It seems to me, anyway, that he basically went back and forth to what suited him, what he thought was beneficial to his political ambition and career. So Gary Collins tried to get the governor to answer a question about being a college Republican. He didn't take any questions. Then he went to his communication director, David Turner, and thought he could get some answers, but he got the cold shoulder there as well.
Hey, David, we have a couple quick questions for you, if you wouldn't mind.
No.
Why is that? Why is that? You've done interviews with me.
Yeah, he said, no, I'm not doing interviews. I rarely do interviews. And he said, thank you for your time. So they don't want any part of that. Delegate Mark Fisher was asked why he thinks that Moore was back and forth as first a Republican, then a Democrat, then describing himself as an independent. Now he's a Democrat. What do you think is going on there?
I just think he's a chameleon. You know, it's like, which Wes Moore are we ever talking to? We're not really sure.
Maybe it was the other Wes Moore who was the college Republican. Maybe, right? There was a book all about that. And but Fisher points out what we've all now, this is a pattern, this is a trend that has developed with his embellishments and lack of transparency and untruths.
Look, here's the thing. Wes Moore at Valley Forge Military Academy, that's a school that obviously is conservative, right? It's certainly right of center. So Wes probably went there and thought, oh, I'm actually Republican. I'm going to pretend to be the way these people are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think that we've seen this before. This isn't unique to Wes Moore. Political chameleons have existed for years. They will go back and forth, register as certain party, whatever benefits them at the moment. And to me, the biggest thing that means is there's no moral compass. There's no backbone or foundational belief or principles. They're willing to adapt, just like another guy by the name of Barack Hussein Obama, that would adapt on position and on party to get ahead. 743, by the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and reserve your spot to match wits with the panel here today. Latest on traffic, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. State police are now behind the accident at the end of the ramp from southbound 83 to the outer loop of the Beltway. So that's just adding to that delay because the trooper has his lights on. They're safely off to the side behind the white line. But again, they're looking at it. We backed up towards Pedonia Road, may even be back beyond that by now. There was also some fog mentioned earlier. Some of the valleys up there north of the Beltway coming off of Loch Raven and up through there, throwing off a little bit of fog with the heat now this morning through the area. So, again, we factor that in. Both the tunnels still hurting. Big delays southbound 95 through Rosedale, and then big delays continuing from earlier problems southbound at both the harbor tunnels. And now we're in Annapolis or towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound. The backup here as you're traveling south at the split at Route 32. Then it clears out after the bridge at 178. Everybody's good through Annapolis. Was a little bit slow on the Severn River Bridge on the westbound side. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary this month. You'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still looking for a contestant for WCBM merchandise here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You should call right now if you want to play Choose Your Fake News. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, more sunshine and heat today. High temperatures could reach 91. Overnight temps will be in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 80s, and we're expecting the hot temperatures all the way through the end of the week. So, again, we had a little rain overnight, and it was a little foggy this morning, but as I drove into work, but things that'll burn off, and we're expected to be pretty hot today. Right now, 65 and cloudy in the city, 59 in Ocean City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Michelle in Westminster. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, my friends. How's everybody today?
We are doing A-okay. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
First, please.
Did you say first?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought. I want to make sure we clarify that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be around to hear what Chuck has to say, Michelle?
I love what Chuck has to say.
Ooh. You don't believe it, Bill.
I have to talk to you privately sometime.
Should me and Sean wait out?
Give me a call.
Leave a number where I can call you.
1-800-DATE on Casey and Company.
All right, here we go. Story number one. The California legislature just passed a bill to criminalize Nick Shirley's style of fraud expose. Nick Shirley's the guy that uncovered all that Somali fraud in Minnesota. Now he's working out in California. Hospice fraud. But the California Assembly, the committee, voted 11-2 to make investigative journalism illegal.
Ha ha! The man's a hero.
Story two. New video game is out on the market today. It involves the military combat operations in Iran. It's in the Operation Epic Fury. The game is called Call of Duty Trump versus Iran. Now available wherever video games are sold for just $99. And story number three, in Bridgeview, Illinois, 15 miles southwest of downtown Chicago, a special ceremony was held this week to unveil a new sign recognizing the area as Little Palestine. The area is one of the largest Palestinian populations in the country. And they also have Little Palestine Way and Little Palestine Day.
Is there a Palestine Mart?
I'm sure there is.
If you have a late night
meet.
Yeah. P-Mart.
Everything's holla.
All right, there you have it. Story one.
Good one in there.
California wants to criminalize investigative journalism. Story two, the new Call of Duty game featuring Trump versus Iran. Or story three, Little Palestine, Illinois. Michelle, what are you thinking?
Well, they call that the Nick Shirley law. I heard that last night. It doesn't surprise me about the Palestine thing. Praise be to Allah, right? I'm going to go with number two.
All right, Michelle goes number two. That, of course, is the Trump versus Iran, the Call of Duty. Maggie.
I also go with number two.
Maggie goes for number two. Kristen.
Yeah, California Democrats, they don't want any investigative journal. They don't want anybody coming in wrecking their scam. So I can definitely see that being true and Little Palestine being true. So I will agree with the crowd. See number
right,
two.
So
although
far.
Some of those videos they released did kind of, I heard, look like Call of Duty games. But
right. Chuckles?
I'll go with the girls.
All right.
Of course you will.
I'm flagging that. Damn right.
Damn right.
I ain't no dummy.
Big dummy.
Have you been reading from the Eric Swalwell book of late? Or?
Excuse me. Nobody takes pictures of me. I'm like a vampire.
Oh, we have
no image.
We have pictures of you.
Oh, get the hell out.
You have pictures of me, too.
Ooh. You'd be surprised what pictures we have.
Together?
Debbie.
That's what I'm afraid
whoa,
of.
Whoa, whoa.
You said you wouldn't let them know.
Story number one, the Nick Shirley, they're trying to make criminal investigative journalism rather criminal. That is a true story. They want
so
no
sad.
Part of that. Absolutely. Story number two, everybody voted for today, the Call of Duty, Trump versus Iran. Yeah, that's our fake news story.
Okay. I got scared
day.
For a minute.
Congratulations, Michelle.
Woohoo! Yay!
All right, put you in hold, tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. Top of the hour. Chaos erupted in the Maryland General Insane Asylum in the waning moments. We also take a look at the energy bill, problems with that. Maryland's economy is struggling to grow. Lots coming up in the next hour. Right now you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Since today is tax day, I thought I would pull some numbers, some figures for you. And the truth about what top earners pay in terms of all income taxes collected by the United States government. And here it is. The top 1%, which, you know, Bernie Sanders, 1%. He always likes to go after the 1%. The top 1% pays 40% of all income taxes paid to the United States government. The top 25% pays 87% of all income taxes, and the bottom 50% pay 2.3% of all income taxes. So the makers are the top 25%, the takers are in the bottom 50%, and that to me is a progressive confiscatory tax scheme. Everybody should have skin in the game. Everybody should be paying some level of tax. And so that's why people have been debating flat tax or fair tax, whatever, for years. But those are the actual numbers, and that's those are the facts. 7:53. Traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, this one minor wreck, which is behind the white line and off the roadway on the outer loop right at the end of the ramp from 83, has created total gridlock. 83 now is backed up to Warren Road. The Beltway, looking at it and squeezing in with the merging traffic from 83, is now backed up from this ramp at 83 all the way back to Bel Air Road. That's a long delay, folks. So Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Northern Parkway, get off the Beltway. If you're coming down 83, a couple of options, York Road, Falls Road, getting away from that. But that's a big backup, and they're just now leaving the scene. The troopers and a couple of vehicles are now leaving. They're getting away from that ramp. So maybe now at least some progress, and we'll start to move once again. We'll let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine and heat today, high of 91. Overnight temps in the upper 60s, and right now we're looking at 65 and cloudy in Parkville, 61 in Stevensville. Is this coincidence or coordination? I think, as you know, I don't really believe in coincidence. And recently we saw Pope Leo now come out vocally and criticize President Trump, calling his actions in trying to rein in the state sponsor of terror, Iran. He called that unacceptable. And, of course, then the war of words began between the two. Then we saw the three, American Catholic cardinals criticize the president over immigration and other things on 60 Minutes. But now we find out that Obama strategist David Axelrod was spotted meeting with Pope Leo at the Vatican just days before the Chicago-born pontiff ramped up his criticism of President Trump and the U.S. policy. Now, remember who's all from Chicago. David Axelrod, Barack Hussein Obama, and Pope Leo, who is a liberal, folks. So, again, I think the Pope, unfortunately, is playing politics. And he should stick to the morality and spirituality and let the president do foreign policy and politics. So I'm just saying, I don't think it's coincidence. It's cause and effect. That's what I believe. Meanwhile, here in Baltimore County, we're facing a growing staffing shortage at the Baltimore County PD, which is fueling a dispute over how many officers the agency actually has. And according to FOP President Doug Jess, The department is facing far more vacancies than the number it publicly is reporting.
The vacancy report was 162 sworn vacancies. The forward-facing report is half of the actual number. The department uses a method to count officers that includes recruits that are currently in the academy, which are not sworn officers. They are incapable of getting a guy a day off, contributing to someone, being able to take a vacation, working a post car next to someone.
Making an arrest.
Currently, we have 179, as of this morning, academy class members, which means our true total of sworn vacancies is 341.
Yeah, so again, when you look at it, those 162 vacancies, if they're in the academy, they can't do anything right now, really. Maybe they could be push paper or something to get somebody out on the streets. But outside of that, they really are not sworn officers. They'll become sworn officers in one day. And I think this is one of the reasons why we have issues in Baltimore County. And Doug Jess says there is an effect on the police and also on the residents of Baltimore County.
The real effect of it is the burnout and the morale in the officers. Officers that are struggling to get days off when they need them. Struggling to get a weekend off because they can't take a couple days that we could take when we were full. If shifts across the county are making people work 3 and 4 days a week and overtime, that wears on those officers as well. It's voluntary to a point. Somebody's going to work overtime if the shift commander deems it needed for public safety.
Yeah, we need more police officers, sworn officers in Baltimore County. We need them on the street. We've had some issues with juveniles, some of these meetups and so on and so forth. If you get a meetup where you have a bunch of officers having to respond, it's going to affect response times and so much more. My friends at Risk and Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you there's an incredible supplement called Glyco Plus. It is extract from the green-lipped mussel and also with UC2 collagen, which is going to help your joints, especially if you're having any kind of inflammation, chronic inflammation in your knees or ankles or shoulders or hip, whatever the case may be. It's really, really good. I use it for my football knee, my left knee, and I wake up every day and it's not stiff, it doesn't hurt, and I attribute that really to Glyco Plus. I don't like the NSAIDs because they can damage your kidneys and liver over a long period of use, and that's why I prefer the natural route, and you should too. Right now, you can buy one, get one free of Glyco Plus by using the coupon code RELIEF, RELIEF, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, or go online at res-q.com and plug the coupon code RELIEF in at checkout. Coming up next, Maryland chaos and the closing of the General Insane Asylum, the energy bill, bogus bill that's being passed, and more. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump tells the New York Post round two of U.S.-Iran talks could be happening over the next 2 days. In the meantime, the U.S. military has Iranian ports locked down tight. Vice President Vance admits, and many young Americans do not support the Iran war.
Addressing a Turning Point USA event in Georgia, the vice president said he understands why a lot of young voters don't love the Trump administration's Middle East policy. But he urged conservative activists who disagree with the president on the war to avoid becoming disengaged. He also said Donald Trump wants the U.S. to reach a grand bargain with Iran. The development of Iran's nuclear program remains a key sticking point. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk had to cancel plans to attend that event in Georgia following a credible threat on her life. An appeals court panel orders a federal judge to end his contempt investigation of Trump administration deportation flights.
In a divided opinion, the panel majority said Chief Judge James Boasberg abused his discretion in forging ahead with criminal contempt proceedings stemming from the March 2025 deportation flights carrying Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador. The court's majority opinion set forth that President Donald Trump's administration has a, quote, clear and indisputable right to the termination of the contempt proceedings. Ken Lorman reporting.
High winds, flooding rains, and hail have battered parts of the Midwest again, with tornadoes confirmed in Wisconsin and Iowa. Today, severe weather could stretch from Texas all the way up into the Great Lakes region. The East is in the grip of a heat wave. It may shatter high temperature records right on into the weekend. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 7 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 3.5 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of things. If you're heading downtown this morning, there's a wreck right at the end of the Orleans Street Viaduct at Orleans Street at St. Paul Street. It's minor, but it's a busy spot there. And the traffic light is malfunctioning. Not sure if it's on flash or completely out. Heads up there at North Avenue and Calvert Street. The Beltway northeast side and 83 southbound still hurting from a wreck that just cleared in the last 10 minutes. The wreck was on the outer loop right at the end of the ramp from 83 south. So all of that traffic still trying to work its way through, but getting better at least from that point over towards the JFX, but very slow through there. Both the tunnels had problems early this morning, have not recovered. 95 and 895 are still backed up to at least the city-county line and even beyond, back towards the bridge at 95 and Chesico Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny, with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Pikesville, 64 in Edgewood at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A traffic stop led to the arrest of a Catonsville man on drug and gun charges in Anne Arundel County. Police pulled over a driver for a registration violation late Monday night in the area of Old Mill Road and Veterans Highway in Millersville. Based on further investigation, a canine unit was called and the driver fled on foot but was taken into custody near the scene. Officers recovered psilocybin mushrooms, suspected Adderall, more than a pound of suspected marijuana, and a loaded 9mm handgun without a serial number. 20-year-old Jaden Durrell Smith was arrested and charged. And the Baltimore Ravens and Under Armour have partnered with Baltimore County Public Schools to support a girls' flag football program that's scheduled to begin this fall. The Ravens and Under Armour will provide grant funding and uniforms for the team. To date, the Ravens have provided over $1 million in total funding for the initiative across Maryland. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 760, the Pick 4, 7007. 8:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men on Ninja Batter, they are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman, call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Birds dropped game two of the series last night to the Diamondbacks. 4-3 was the final, an uncharacteristically tough start for Trevor Rogers, who was asked in the postgame what it felt like to be human for a change.
You know, this game's really hard, and I just try to stay even keel the best I can. You know, those starts are going to happen, and you know, we got 5.5-6 more months of this, and you know, baseball is it's going to happen again. So
Rogers lasted only into the fifth last night, allowing 9 hits and all 4 runs, his first home run of the year as well. Meanwhile, the Rico Garcia story continued last night. 4 more batters faced, 4 more retired. Manager Albernaz on what makes Rico Suave unhittable.
1, he throws strikes. 2, he can throw his off speed, especially slider, whenever he wants for strikes. And he has a sneaky lower slot vertical approach with some carry on the heater, so it makes the heater jump a little bit more.
Garcia on the year, 30 batters faced, no hits allowed. O's injury news, Jackson Holliday briefly shut down in his recovery from hammock bone surgery. Won't play for a couple of days. Situation to be monitored. And finally, epilogue to the Masters. Rory McIlroy didn't just leave Augusta with another green jacket. He also walked away with another monster payday added to his career earnings total, putting him closer than ever to catching Tiger Woods on the all-time list. The record $4.5 million winner's circle check raises his career earnings to $114.69 million. And now that is just $6.3 million behind Tiger for the most of all time. Coming up in 30 minutes, Terps basketball, well represented in the NBA playoffs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. And they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680 if you care to join us. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show. Here's the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, 4 of 7 Maryland Democrats leading the charge on the 25th Amendment. They want the president removed based on apparently their mental illness. So we'll get into that. Maryland, of course, the energy bill. In an election year, it's an election year bill, that's obvious. And now there's problems with the Empower program, a whistleblower coming forward on that. And we'll take a look at Maryland's economic recovery. But the top story here is that, of course, the governor rushed to the microphones at the end of Sunny Die, at the end of the session, pronouncing all is well in bipartisan Maryland.
In Maryland, Democrats and Republicans have come together.
And he could say that because, you know, all the 7 Republican senators and the 16 Republican delegates that voted for his monstrous largest budget in history. That's why he can come out there and say that Republicans and Democrats came together. Because Republicans got bought off for projects in their own districts. And again, I contacted all of the 7 senators, and I heard from 2. One gave me a response through a spokesperson. The other, I won't name names, said they were going to call me and explain the vote. Never heard from them. But if Republicans and Democrats came together, what the hell went on in the waning minutes of the General Insane Asylum on Monday night?
We can explain
you
all about.
Down. No. You sit down.
No. You don't tell us to sit down. You sit down.
My brother.
This is how you get to the list. You don't ask us to spend our money to give us our answer.
Thousands of voices in Maryland.
Speaker, this is ridiculous. This is unnecessary.
Third reading and final passage.
This is unnecessary.
Madam Speaker, challenge the rule.
Jeff, floor leader, rise for a quick question. Just real quick, I want to understand. So,
I'd like to call the previous question.
No.
So we got
here.
We are standing.
We're being recognized here, Madam Speaker.
I'm standing on this bill.
We are being recognized here on this bill.
Debate bills, not call the previous
it's
question.
It's not debatable. Previous question is not debatable. The question before the House is to move the previous question. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
You must take a roll call vote.
The court will call the roll.
Madam Speaker.
Explain my vote.
Explain my vote, Madam Speaker.
Explain my vote, Madam Speaker. This is out of control.
Recognizing the parliamentarian.
This was not coming together. In fact, this was not even a kumbaya moment that some Republicans were hoping for.
She's very honest and really is perhaps the hardest working delegate in Annapolis. While we may not agree on some issues, she always wants to make sure that all opinions are brought to the table.
Yeah, she really was fair. Well, I'm sure Delegate Shalega thinks otherwise now. We'll tell you what they were fighting about in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's the great peacemaker himself, Peaceful Johnson.
It sounded like a hog calling contest.
It did.
You ever go to Timoleon and hear the hog calling contest?
That's exactly what it sounded like. Yeah.
I said, what does this sound like? I've heard this before. It's a bunch of pigs calling. Well, never mind. That's another story. 95 South is still backed up and hurting through Rosedale. We started off at, what time did that happen this morning? 6:15, southbound 95 before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Accident there crowding the left-hand lane was there an hour before it was cleared, and it put the hurt on us big time. We're still backed up on both 95 and 895 through the city-county line, and 95 is backed up to at least Chesico Avenue, and heavy traffic coming south from the Beltway down through there. The Beltway's still crawling. Had that wreck on the shoulder the entire time. Outer loop at 83. The Beltway backed up from 83 back beyond Bel Air Road. 83 southbound backed up beyond Pedonia Road and back towards Warren Road. All of that is still sorting itself out. A couple of accidents now on Bel Air Road. One at Jerusalem Road. That's up towards Kingsville. And then one close to the Beltway at Bel Air Road at Putty Hill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine and hot today, 91 overnight in the upper 60s. And we have a mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow, upper 80s right now. Cloudy, 67 in Glen Burnie and 67 in downtown Baltimore. From the birthplace of our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry comes a time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. It was on this day, April 15th, 1865, at 7:22 a.m., Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, dies from a bullet wound inflicted the night before by John Wilkes Booth, an actor and Confederate sympathizer. The president's death comes only 6 days after Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered his massive army at Appomattox Courthouse, effectively ending the American Civil War. Booth, who was remained in the North during the war, despite his Confederate sympathies, initially wanted to capture kidnap President Lincoln and take him to Richmond, the Confederate capital. However, on the day of the planned kidnapping, the president failed to appear at the spot where Booth and his six fellow conspirators lie in wait. And so 2 weeks later, Richmond fell to the Union forces, and that caused Booth to change his plans. The president, who was mortally wounded at Ford's Theater while attending a play, Our American Cousin, with a shot to the head, was carried to a cheap lodging house opposite the theater. An hour after dawn the next morning, that would be today, Abraham Lincoln died, becoming the first president to be assassinated. His body was taken to the White House, where it lay until April 18th, at which point it was carried to the Capitol Rotunda to lay in state. On April the 24th, Lincoln's body was taken to the railroad station and boarded a train that conveyed it to Springfield, Illinois, his home, before he became president. Tens of thousands of Americans lined up along the train's railroad route and paid their respects to their fallen leader during the train's solemn progression through the North. Lincoln was buried May 4th, 1865, at Oak Ridge Cemetery near Springfield. Booth and many of his conspirators. Booth was killed in a barn, shot by a bullet, but of the eight other persons eventually charged with the conspiracy, four were hanged. And that what's happened today, April 15th, 1865, on America's 250th birthday, we mark a solemn occasion.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321 1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
So you just heard it. We just played the chaos that ensued in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. That's exactly why I call it that. On Monday night, just 5 minutes before a sign to die, 5 minutes left in the 90-day session, two consequential and controversial election reform bills were rammed through in a procedurally questionable way. As you heard, the objections of members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, House Republican Caucus, and others. Senate Bill 255, the so-called Voting Rights Act, is not about voting rights. It's about voting results and invents a new term, polarized voting. It means that if any protected class is unhappy with an election's outcome, they can sue their county into oblivion, claiming that their vote was diluted. And this second bill that they rammed through, Senate Bill 141, Election Misinformation, Election Disinformation and Deep Fakes, is an attack on free speech and was rammed through in an election year as the clock ticked down to midnight. The chaos in the chamber was more reflective, really, of, you know, Chuck put it, you know, hog calling or a banana republic, and representative of what life in a Democrat supermajority state is like. There are no rules that apply to them. They make up the rules as they go along. When their priorities are on the table, damn with the rules. It's a damn the rules full speed ahead. So we're now being told that the Republicans are looking into the question, the legality of the proceedings, and they're seeking legal counsel to see if a lawsuit would be warranted. And that's the way it is in this one-party, most corrupt state in the United States as we speak. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday. But someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they're crying, well, we're broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
8:23, time once again. Traffic and weather on the threes. Lugnuts Johnson with the update.
All right, 83 coming south from Warren Road and Pedonia Road. They've been hurting a little bit from a wreck that was down there at the end of the ramp from southbound 83 to the outer loop. And they're still very slow here at Pedonia Road. Does get better after Timonium Road and then moving eventually onto the Beltway and onto the outer loop. But it's still pretty slow there. The northeast corner of the Beltway, which at one point backed up from that wreck at I-83. It backed up all the way beyond the ramp at Bel Air Road. Let me just get over there real quick, take a look at that. And yeah, it's still slow. Bel Air Road through Providence Road and all the way over towards 83. Once you get past Delaney Valley Road and York Road, the speeds pick up a little bit because the wreck has been gone for a while through there. But that's still a big problem. Both the tunnels are still looking at 30-minute delays, if not longer, on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a hot one today. Sunny and 91. And with the upper 60s tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy, upper 80s. 67 right now in Ellicott City, 66 in Annapolis. The governor continues to blame President Trump and the federal government for Maryland's woeful economic performance.
Enough with the gaslighting. Our people need relief now.
And again, that is the gaslighting is he's the gaslighter in chief, really. And yes, there have been federal employees have been laid off. But guess what? Private sector work is growing. Wages are growing. So what that means is that people got out of federal government and went to work in the private sector. And that's building our economy, not draining it. But he still blames President Trump.
We were going to make sure that we were bringing costs down for Marylanders, going to protect Marylanders from what we saw from the ravages of the Trump administration, and also make our state more economically competitive. And I said I was going to do this. We're going to do it without raising taxes or fees.
Well, you did last year. Hundreds of taxes and fees were raised, nearly $2 billion worth. And my question is, he thinks it's more affordable, really? Does anybody living in this state really think it's more affordable now during a more governorship? Let's get some of the voters out there in Maryland to weigh in on that.
title fee, registration fee, admission fees, tire tax, vending tax, rental car fee.
I'm just at my wit's end with it, you know? It's like, when do we, the taxpaying citizen, get a break?
When he's out of office. When Republicans actually have the numbers to stop some of this nonsense, which you just heard. That's when you have an opportunity this year to change it. This might be the biggest gaslighting statement the governor's made so far.
I think what we're showing now is fiscal discipline does matter, that investing in your future does matter, and you don't have to compromise between those two things.
Fiscal discipline would be taking a budget that was $67 billion and either keeping it the same or cutting it. Instead, he raised it by $4 billion. Let me just tell you what the fiscal discipline has led to right now. Cost of living in Maryland, sixth most expensive state in the country. Averaging household expenses hovering at $93,000 a year. And according to the Philadelphia Fed report and the American Legislative Exchange Council, Maryland ranked 42nd in economic outlook and 41st in economic performance. We're in the bottom tier, even though we have, we're sixth most expensive. Our economy is one of the worst in the country. Let's go to Jeff in Phoenix. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Sean. So, less government, more life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The governor runs all over the place because you're talking about it right now. This is not really why I called. I'd love to know when he does anything regarding the state of Maryland. All he does is run over all the multinational networks to spew his unbelievable propaganda. So, real quick, I am curious as to what you just referenced the protected, air quotes, class is in Maryland, because if my memory serves me correctly, the preamble, the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator. So again, and you played two clips, and thank you for doing it, of the Maryland legislature. My God, I think high school and junior high school SGAs have more respect for each other and are better served to their classmates than is the Maryland legislature. And I'm also glad that you played the clip of Kathy Scilega lauding the, as you referenced, Marxist Speaker of the House. And you also made another good reference. Ladies and gentlemen, and Sean, it is time for citizens to run for office, which I'm doing, and people can go to jeffkmcdonald.com and learn more.
All right. I know. We finally got you off the bench.
You did, Sean. You had a lot to do with it. So thank you.
All right, Jeff, always.
Keep up the good work, my friend.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a good one. That's Jeff McDonald, president of Patriot Club of America. And you can find out what office he's running for by going to his website. He's a good patriot, good man. All right, coming up after the 8:30 news headlines, we're going to talk about the energy bill. And, boy, is that an election year bill, a little CYA. But there are problems in the Empower program, and we'll detail what some of those are in just a moment. You're listening to Casey and Company, and now the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County has acquired 47 acres of land to preserve in the Saltworks Creek watershed. The county says the property will be used by the Department of Recreation and Parks as a passive park space for wildlife observation, personal recreation, and shared use paths. Officials say the land will serve as a permanent natural buffer to protect local ecosystems. The land is located north of Bestgate Road and east of Moran Drive. The acquisition is part of the county's Green Infrastructure Master Plan. And the Maryland Freedom Caucus says it will be seeking legal counsel after a chaotic end to the legislative session on Monday night. The caucus says 5 minutes before the General Assembly adjourned, two election-related bills were rammed through in a procedurally questionable way. In a statement, the caucus says the House of Delegates was out of control in what was reflective of a banana republic and represented what life in a Democrat supermajority state is like. Caucus members have reviewed the floor actions from multiple angles, and it's calling into question the legality of the proceedings. And Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway has introduced the SOAR plan in an effort to dismantle open-air drug markets. Conway's sustained opioid action and recovery plan would operate on a five-pronged approach to address drug markets as a public safety crisis and an underground economy. The plan calls for early outreach to connect people to services, targeted enforcement against organized drug activity, and a sustained multi-agency presence to prevent markets from returning. SOAR would also expand access to treatment and housing and make long-term reinvestments in neighborhoods. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still looking at somewhere around 30-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. We started off 6:15 this morning with a wreck on 95 south before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backed us up through the city-county line. We have not recovered. Those delays are still there. Construction is underway. They like to work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. They're blocking the left-hand lane there. 76-mile marker. We mentioned early this morning we've been so busy, I hadn't had a chance to go back. There's a water main break in the city on Druid Park Drive near Park Circle. So local traffic in that area, definitely a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny, with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Daytime baseball for you today. The O's and D-backs, rubber game of a three-game set. Following last night's 4-3 loss, Trevor Rogers knocked around a little bit. Didn't last through the fifth. Manager Albernez in the postgame.
He still threw the ball well. It's just that throw back-to-back innings, pitch count. He had high pitch counts both innings, so that kind of got to the end of the night for him.
Kyle Bradish takes the ball this afternoon at 12:35. If you're going to Camden Yards, be prepared. Temperatures will be in the 90s this afternoon. Caps closed out their season last night. 2-1 winners over the Blue Jackets. Eliminated from the playoffs, of course, by the Flyers. Before the game, head coach Spencer Carberry ruminating on the career of the Great Eight. Alex Ovechkin.
His durability through his career. And that's, you know, when it's all said and done, and you dissect how he was able to be so successful of a goal scoring NHL player, that is a big part of it, is the longevity and the durability. And
Ovechkin non-committal about his retirement plans in an interview with TJ Oshie before the game last night. NBA playoffs got underway last night with two play-in games, the Hornets and a wild one with Miami, trailing by one with just seconds to play.
Ball breaks free. Gets it. 7 seconds, ball to drive.
Ryan Eagle with the call on TBS. LaMelo Ball's layup with 4.7 seconds left. The difference, 127-126. The final, Charlotte defeats Miami. Meanwhile, out west, what a performance.
from the field. Abdia, there he is.
There he is right.
I'm telling you, man, it's amazing. You see the transformation in this young man's game.
But Kevin Harlan, Jim Jackson had the call on TBS, a career-high 41 for Danny Avida. The former Wizard Blazers over the Suns, 114-110. A pair of former Terps are battling in the NBA postseason, and another wrapped up a stellar rookie campaign this week. Former Terps Kevin Huerter, now with Detroit, and Aaron Wiggins with the OKC Thunder, enter the playoffs as the number one seeds in each conference. Meanwhile, Baltimore's own Derek Queen making history this season. Joining Victor Wembanyama is the only rookies in league history to post a 30-20 game, 30 points and 22 rebounds in the finale against Minnesota. And finally, the Blast traveled home from Milwaukee yesterday. Their season ended, by the Wave, in the semifinals of the MASL playoffs. Milwaukee beating the Blast 2-1 in the Golden Goal game, scoring the game winner with just 55 seconds left to play. Happy heavenly birthday today to an old-time Oriole favorite in a kind of backhanded way, Dodgers outfielder Willie Davis, who in Game 2 of the 1966 World Series committed a World Series record 3 errors in one inning, helping the O's to a 4-game sweep of L.A. Davis was born April 15, 1940. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the tradition continues.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
So, Sean, as you know, April 15th is not only Tax Day, but it is also Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball, celebrating the advent of Robinson playing in his first Major League Baseball game.
Indeed.
1947.
Mm-hmm. It's also the day that the Titanic sunk.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
And the
day.
Boston Marathon was bombed on this day. It's just a weird day.
It is a weird day. Yeah, absolutely.
But a good day for Jackie Robinson fans and baseball fans.
So every player will wear number 42 this afternoon, as I'm sure you know. Baseball fans, if you go out there and you're not aware of that, don't be confused. But it brings up a larger question. And the question is, should the Negro League statistics be included in Major League Baseball statistics? Because that happened a couple of years ago, and it has significantly altered a lot of these statistics. Just as an example, Josh Gibson now is the highest all-time career batting average, where Ty Cobb had it all those years at 367. Josh Gibson now at 372. And there are many other instances as well. Single season, Josh Gibson, a 466 batting average, is now the Major League standard. And so I reiterate the question, should Negro League statistics have been included?
You know, that's a tough...
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one, but I would say this. I think they should be separate because we don't know what weights and measures were used and what standards or protocols were practiced. Were they both the same for both the Negro League and Major League Baseball? If they were, great. I'd like to see some proof of that, and I have no problem including that if they're equal. But if not, I mean, look, as we know, scoring can be subjective sometimes. You know, whether you have a hit or an error or a fielder's choice or whatever. So you just don't know. My uncle was a statistician. He kept stats for Penn State baseball and stuff. We talked about this all the time, about whether the Negro League statistics should be factored in. I do think clearly some of these individuals that played in these leagues were incredible athletes.
Yeah.
And Jackie Robinson, one of them. But at the same time, we just don't know if the same standards applied.
I read an interesting opinion piece in The Athletic, actually. Just the sheer nature of how the Negro Leagues played, meaning there were a lot of barnstormers, okay,
right,
lends to the fact that maybe the record-keeping wasn't up to the standards, let's say, that Major League Baseball had. And we're assuming that the standards for Major League Baseball were accurate.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's an assumption.
Right.
Okay, but if we take that assumption as fact, then yes, I do believe that the Negro League statistics should have been kept separate, but equal, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever you want to call that. But yes, I would say
that you certainly recognize the stats, but they don't necessarily carry any weight with Major League Baseball, so... Well, we'll see. I guess it'll continue to rage on, that debate.
Jackie Robinson Day today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Gary. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, the Utility Relief Act passed again on the last day of the session, and this is just an election year CYA bill. So Democrats can say, oh, look, we gave you some of your money that we already took from you back and to help you with your electric bill or whatever. So $150 a year will be lost in the increases that most of us, if not all of us, have seen. And that's for those of us that don't qualify for their low-income eligibility program. That's $1,400 a year. The fact is that Democrats talked a lot about affordability in this session, but delivered very little of it.
Affordability has been a driving focus.
The issue is energy affordability.
There's been nothing that has taken up our time, energy, and mind share more than making sure we can make this state more affordable.
Yeah, and they haven't. They have not made the state of Maryland more affordable in any way, shape, or form during the last 3.5 years or so of Governor Moore's term. And then you look at it, the Republicans and other lawmakers debating whether or not this this energy bill is going to have meaningful relief or not.
I'm going to vote against this bill because $13 a month is not enough.
But we still haven't solved the supply problem.
There may be more savings in the future. I know some of them we can't pencil out right now. But when we talk about the $12.50 that it is in the bill right now, people have gotten downright just nasty and angry at my community associations. They think that that is nowhere near enough.
This bill is going to reduce your constituents' costs. Can we control everything? No. As we've talked about, most of the costs come from the PJM and capacity auctions. That is a fact. These are facts. So what does this bill does? It addresses the things that we in the state of Maryland have the ability and the power to do. And it addresses them in an extraordinarily aggressive manner.
That's a Montgomery County Democrat, David Hidalgo Frazier, basically saying, oh, this is a fact. The fact is, the Democrats' green agenda, the Climate Control Act of 2022, helped to create this energy crisis. The Democrats' war on fossil fuels also helped to create this crisis. Remember, the governor doesn't want any gasoline-powered cars sold in 2035 here in the state of Maryland. Period. All right. So we know, and they've done nothing to address the supply problem. We're still going to have to import energy from other states like Pennsylvania, but who knows how long that's going to go. And they've done nothing to stop the again grabbing of property owners, landowners, farmers, etc., land through for this data center either in Frederick County or Northern Virginia. So there are lots of problems. And then we'll get to the Empower program next. But they're now in the Baltimore Sun today. There's a great article that former inspectors from Lockheed Martin now alleging fraud in the Empower Relief Program. Massive fraud. Pepco, Delmarva, they were named in part of lawsuits. So as we suspected, this Empower Program, somebody was getting rich off of it, and it's on at our expense. 843. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Now, who also is going to pay for all the charging stations for all those cars that don't have gas in?
Yeah, I drove by one at Target the other day. Every time I drive by Target and I see the charging stations, not one of them has ever been used. Why? Now, they may be used when I haven't drove by, but every time I drive by, you think you'd see one or two. Right. None of them have been used.
They have 10 over here at BJ's, and I've never seen anybody at one. And I know there are Teslas around that have to charge up, but I think people that buy the Tesla, they have their own thing at
home. Right, they do it at home. You're right.
Right, sure. Okay. So, I-97 southbound, you're still backed up coming towards Annapolis. This is the normal delay right at Route 32. So, from Benfield down the hill and then back up the hill to Route 32, you have that. After that, you're clear from the bridge at 178 all the way towards Annapolis. No late problems at all between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. The Beltway, most areas still crawling a little bit, hurting from earlier problems on the northeast side. The inner loop through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road. Most of that is still there. JFX has been running okay, and the backups are still there. A lot of problems earlier this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backed us up to the city-county line, so all of that traffic is still working its way south. No late problems, but still jammed up as you're coming down from the city-county line, both on 95 and at the Old Harbor Tunnel on 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot. 91 tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 80s. It's 69 and cloudy in Reisterstown, and it is 70 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Hey, high school. school, by the way, a feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A high school principal is being hailed a hero after he tackled the would-be shooter before the gunman opened fire on students last week. Kirk Moore, the principal at Paul's Valley High School in Oklahoma, reportedly shot in the leg as he charged the gunman. The gunman was a former student, 20-year-old Victor Hawkins. When the principal and other school staff members spotted Hawkins, they attempted to subdue him, leading to a shooting. The principal was the only individual injured during the incident. Because of his efforts and the efforts of other school staff members, they stopped Hawkins from potentially injuring other staff members and students and killing them. Just an amazing, and the video is out on it now as well. And this is an act of bravery. The guy that he saw come in with his gun, and he immediately rushed the gunman. The gunman and tried to wrestle the gun away. The gun goes off, shoots him in the leg, and he continues, even after being shot in the leg, he continues to wrestle the gunman for his gun. Then another teacher comes to his aid and takes the gun away. Just an incredible act of heroism. Kirk Moore, principal, Paul's Valley High School in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. And that is our feel-good news segment today. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Winter is officially in the rear view, and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. From now to the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
8:47, so I just referenced this this article in today's Baltimore Sun. Two former inspectors who monitored Maryland's Empower Energy Efficiency Program now have come forward publicly for the first time. Allegations that millions in ratepayer funds were misspent. Bruce Gordon and Anthony Price said in 2019 in a sealed whistleblower lawsuit that Lockheed Martin, which managed programs for Pepco and Delmarva Power and its contractors, overstated energy savings, billed for work that wasn't done, and diverted millions in ratepayer funds between 2015 and 2019. And the Empower program is funded by monthly utility surcharges on our bills and pay for energy audits, rebates, efficiency upgrades, etc. The Baltimore Sun was unable to independently verify the allegations beyond the claims outlined in the lawsuit, which has been sealed by a judge in a settlement. Two service providers for commercial customers, Green of Eyes, Inc., and a million LED solutions, and the two utilities, Pepco and Delmarva, were named in the complaint. BGE was not named in the complaint. And what the whistleblowers are saying is that the state of Maryland has collected billions of dollars over 18 years, and here we are facing a 40% deficit in needed electricity in the state. The program has failed in its goal, which was to reduce the load. The people of our state deserve to know the truth about how the program has failed in a lot of people's hands, and we're paying for their mistakes, end of quote. Doug Gansler, remember him, former Maryland Attorney General. He represents both the whistleblowers. And he says, quote, there was and perhaps still widespread fraud in the program. It is so widespread that it is seemingly obvious to everyone involved, administrators, utilities, and subcontractors. Everyone sort of knew what was going on. And no one seemed to care, including the current Attorney General of the United States, Anthony Brown. So, Pepco collected over $1 billion in Empower surcharges. Delmarva, $383 million. BGE, from both electric and gas customers, $2.2 billion. Now, again, BGE not mentioned in this lawsuit. And it's amazing that they quickly settled this out of court. They did not want this. And, look, I've said, you put a program like this in place, it was lobbied for. Again, a lot, you're talking about billions of dollars at stake, and Marylanders, I think we got another short end of the stick here, and no one's going to be held accountable because this is the most corrupt state in the history, or currently in the United States. Maybe not in history, but currently in the United States, and you can see it with this kind of activity now, Empower program. It should be eliminated completely, but that didn't happen in this latest energy CYA bill. All right, so more on that. Maybe we'll get those whistleblowers on the air, see what they have to say. 8:50, you're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, Jamie Raskin and three other Maryland Democrats trying to invoke the 25th Amendment against President Trump.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The blockade is working. U.S. destroyer turned back two oil tankers leaving Iran. And again, if they call on ports of Iran, they're not allowed to leave or enter. If they're carrying cargo from other ports, like United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, etc., on the Persian Gulf, they're allowed to traverse. But if you are carrying anything from Iran, and I think they might make exceptions for food and medicine, they are being turned back. And yesterday, the media breathlessly reporting that a China tanker snuck through. They got through. Well, that tanker that did was allowed to pass did not call on any port in Iran. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, 95 South, still looking at this traffic, trying to work its way eventually down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but it's still backed up right at the city-county line through Moravia Road, O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, and eventually to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Takes about 25 minutes right now to get from that point through the tunnel and then down to 395. 895 is still backed up right around Pulaski Highway. So again, that's only a two-lane road there, so it still takes 25 minutes to get through the tunnel and eventually on your way south of the area on 895 Beltway. A lot of slowing still out there. Parkville to Towson, the interloop through Pikesville, that backs up even around 795, and the west side is still 795 to Frederick Road. But the area of the Beltway, at least out around the VW Parkway, looks good. JFX is okay, nothing major there. Water main break, they'll be working on that. Druid Park Drive near Park Circle, and construction underway northbound 95 at Route 24. That's enough. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 says sunshine today, 91 tonight, upper 60s tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 80s. So the heat is on right now. 71 in Millersville, and it is 70 in Dundalk. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing okay.
Yes. Look, I'm loving the weather.
I know you are. Big smile on your face.
I know, but you know who's the opposite of me? It's my 9-year-old, Olivia.
Oh, she doesn't like the heat?
Oh, not at all, especially at night. So she got up this morning and she was like, well, how did you sleep, girly pop? Like, that's what she calls me. And I'm like, oh, I was fine. She goes, really? You know how hot it was in my room? So I might actually have to turn on the AC this afternoon so she doesn't have another hot
night. It's going to be hot today. Then it cools off down a little bit. It's kind of weird this time of year having it this hot. But
next week is a little bit more spring-like, should be fine. Anyways, lots to talk about today. The dust has settled in Annapolis. I know you were talking about this. Kind of goes to the question of the day. Who won this year after the session? Was it the taxpayers? Was it the juveniles that still could do whatever they want? Was it Wes Moore?
He lost the redistricting battle.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a big loss for him.
Yeah.
And that's being reported by national networks now as well.
Oh, yeah.
I always think the Maryland taxpayer loses. I always do.
Every single time.
The budget's larger, $4 billion more. They transferred costs to the local county jurisdictions. We're going to get hit again by some counties. So the Maryland taxpayer and the ratepayers, I think, this energy bill is bogus. It is completely bogus. Now we have these whistleblowers are saying that the Empower program is filled with fraud. Billions of dollars collected.
Imagine that.
And filled with fraud.
Yeah. I doubt they even get to the bottom of it. We'll see what happens with that. I don't know. It feels like, maybe I'll ask you real quick, whistleblowers seem to be somewhat ignored here in the state of Maryland. Do you feel that way? Because I see whistleblowers come forward, but I never see a follow-up.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Attorney General is too busy going after Trump and the Trump administration to worry about doing his job. With a notable exception of Isabel Cumming, Inspector General.
The IGs are great.
The IGs are great, but the whistleblowers, and maybe that's what they ought to do, take the whistleblowers and go to the IGs. See if they, and that might just launch some investigations.
We shall see. All right, Doug Indino Mangione is going to join us as he does every Wednesday, today at 11:30. And then also we're going to talk about the tragic death of Branson Odor. I mean, because I've been talking about this with this man that has been missing for 2 weeks, and they find him yesterday. I know you mentioned this as well, but find him at the Inner Harbor.
Yeah, it looks like he may have
fallen in,
and it happens all the time, including to my firefighter and EMT sources. It happens more than you would know in Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I looked it up, and they said since 2000, it's been over 50 people that have fallen in. I mean, at what point do we put guardrails? Do we put something out there? People are saying no, it'll be an eyesore, but I don't know.
Well, there should be. You could put guardrails up and not be an eyesore, but it'd be more expensive.
Yeah, well, we spend money on other stuff.
Exactly.
All that more coming up next.
Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. And let's see, we do not have time to do the 25th Amendment today, so we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll save that for you tomorrow. I will tell you that Jamie Raskin, April McLean Delaney, Glenn Ivey, Kwesi Mfume all want the 25th Amendment evoked. Nothing from Johnny Zero, Sarah Elfrith, or Steny Hoyer as of yet. But they think that President Trump. Remember, now, mind you, they never mentioned Joe Biden. Joe Biden was never mentioned as being a candidate for the 25th Amendment. But Donald Trump, they've tried everything. Two impeachments, they've tried lawfare, even assassination. And they continue to try to find some way to get rid of the best president in my lifetime. Vinny Steele. Your Home Sold Guarantee Realty wanted me to remind you that spring is here, and it's going to feel a lot like summer right now. So we went from spring to summer, but now is a good time. It's the hottest time of the year to sell your home, pardon the pun, and Vinny is going to do that. And look, he sells on average 3% more than your average agent, and he also sells, and as far as cost of your home, it gets 3% more as well than the average agent. That's why when it comes time for me to downsize, I'm going to choose Vinny Steele to sell my home. You should consider it as well. 410-709-7515 is the number. All sorts of programs like the Trade in Your Home program, the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home up to 12 months. There's the Fix It Up program in which if you don't feel like fixing your home up and incurring the cost and dealing with the contractors, they'll do it for you and just deduct the cost at settlement. They have all the details. They have all these programs. They got a database of over 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So it's easy. Call Vinny. Agree on asking price, time frame, sign the contract. Your home is sold. Guaranteed. 410-709-7515. Back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.